poppin'. It's the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios for Tuesday. So Trudy's in the house.
Yeah.
Mark, Brandon, Joey. Zoof's brought some sandwiches.
I know.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Zoof. Sorry for the late start. I was on the phone with my friend. my new friend. Kirk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Gibson, us.
Trudy, what's that face?
I don't know. I mean, you were you when I got here, and now you're a new you.
I got pumped talking to Gibby. He pumps me up.
Yeah, you really are.
He's beaming.
He's beaming. It's like glee.
He's got his big event coming up.
Yeah. October 19th.
Oh, that's right.
And actually, why don't we attach the link for that today, too? What?
Trudy's camera looks like garbage today.
Oh, really?
I mean, mine looks worse because I'm on it.
I like Trudy's because it looks like she's in the dark, and it's like closing time, and everybody looks better closing
mysterious.
Time.
Mysterious.
Too much light on me, and it's...
Let's try it. Let's see what happens here.
See, I probably look better already.
Does this look mysterious?
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Trudy, there's a mystery about you in the Facebook Live.
Yeah, I do like it when I'm kind of coming out of the dark.
There's show merch available at DrewAndMikeStore.com. And Grogreen brings you Facebook Live, the country's largest hydro store where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower. Thanks, everybody who showed up for their event on Thursday. And thanks for re-upping, Grogreen. We need you. And they're the only store in the state stocked with hundreds of Fluent spiders and razors, as well as Science Raging Kush and Kales. Don't wait a month after you order from another store to get your new LEDs. Head to GrowGreen, where they have them in stock, all at the lowest prices in the country. Shop where the commercial growers grow. GrowGreen on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online at GrowGreenMI.com. Mention the podcast. Get hooked up with a free shirt with any light purchase. And the out-of-context
Green, Twitter... 16, sat, hot, hot.
The out-of-context Twitter poll today is Brandon's farts, like them, hate them. And do we have any results yet?
Oh, I'll go look. I'm excited. I got a vote on this
I think it's going to be strongly in favor, but it's a loud hate them.
Yeah, but people have really quick decision-making there, you know? Like, it's...
I think they know. I don't think they have to think about it.
Viscerally, yeah.
No. Sorry.
No results yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
What? Come on, people.
Oh, they'll respond. It'll get a lot of response. We just got it up there, so. Last night were the Emmys, and I want to talk about that. Of course, show's down 23% from last year.
I like this one, though. I know you were not a fan, but I thought it was better.
Although, I wonder this. First time on Fox, is it always opposite Sunday Night Football?
Oh.
No, it was on a Monday last year.
Yeah.
So, of course, that hurt it. Why did they do that?
Because they're Hollywood. They do whatever they want.
Oh, boring.
But I really think having all these shows that people just, there's too many shows.
They don't watch football. That's why.
Well, there's so many people watch football. They're not going to choose that. You know,
not the producers of the Emmys.
They don't watch football. No.
Broadcast television got 14% of the awards. In other words, the big three.
Wow.
And isn't television, you know, I've been saying this about radio, about television, I hate to keep picking on the big three auto people, but they remind me of the big three in that network television and radio has been losing hours spent listening, time spent listening for, what, about a decade or so? And has anything changed on radio? No.
I don't know. Deep cut of the day. I do that every day.
What? I've never heard of that one.
Deep cut of the day. That was cute.
How long till these...
You made yourself laugh.
How long till these awards are on Amazon Prime or Netflix?
I know. I thought it would be the Bezos Awards
or
then.
YouTube, I know. Bezos was there.
Oh, boy. Yeah. A lot of your shows won.
Yeah, I took a picture with Farrah Abraham.
Yeah.
Who said, let's talk about my biopic.
Yeah. Her biopic?
Disgusting story.
Oh, man.
Oh, by the way, with the Twitter poll between biopic and biopic,
Brandon
biopic
won.
Pick one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had an argument about that at my family reunion because I said, not family reunion, my mom's memorial. People say it both, they just say it both ways. Yeah. You know, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, I kind of agree. I think I hear more people say biopic for some reason. And when you say biopic, by the way, you don't say biology.
No.
You don't say biography.
No. Yeah,
but
true.
A biograph there a biography is a book about a person, just like a biopic is a is about a person. So why is it biopic and biography? Wow, I just nailed that.
It doesn't just
I'm
sound
so proud of myself.
So deep.
It just sounds better though, biopic over biopic.
Yeah, it does sound better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Biography is, that sounds better than biography.
I don't know, that's kind of cute.
And you know what I think maybe I think I've heard Brits pronounce a biography though because they have to
oh,
say
really?
Everything different.
Yeah, but they also say aluminium or however aluminium. They pronounce aluminum.
Yeah, I know. They have to act like they made it up, so it's their
it always sounds better their way. Ben
way,
says your camera can't handle all that hot. That's what the issue is over there.
Yeah, it was in a feedback loop, I think.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, my camera was.
Are you just making that up?
Camera in a feedback? No, absolutely not. That happens.
We have a couple of...
on lesser shows.
We have a couple gigantic phone numbers that are almost beyond belief that we could have this number. Mark actually laid on me. What phone number would you like to have more than anyone's right now? And I said, oh, not so-and-so. And Mark said, yes, so-and-so.
Ooh.
And then there's another really... The other one's pretty cool, too.
Wow.
Not sure what would... I'm not sure...
And tomorrow,
well, we can get out of it, but it's worth trying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And tomorrow we have another cool number.
Oh, I'm almost
really?
Afraid to say anything.
Oh no, who is it?
Well,
write it down. I
well,
can't
we can
wait.
Talk about it, can't we?
Yeah, oh, I mean, we can absolutely talk about it. I mean, half of it's really exciting. The other half, man.
I'm just quoting.
Oh, I know it. I know it already. I know it.
Max,
I'm quoting Righteous Rick. He claims he is talking to Aaron Carter directly now.
To which the first response on text is, "No, you're not." Some guy pretending to be
well, that
him.
Was my first response, too.
Yeah, it's 99. But he swears he talked to him for 31 minutes, and it's definitely Aaron Carter. And then he said Aaron Carter wants to come on the show.
This has got to be someone in our world, doesn't it? It's got to be one of our clown listeners.
If the number's 248 or 810.
But you can use those ways to change your phone number. People do it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, does Rick really know his voice?
Yeah, oh my gosh. There's nobody that knows the Aaron Carter bio better than Righteous Rick. He knows everything about him. It's part of his research for his work.
Okay, so we're supposed to call the number that Righteous Rick says is Aaron Carter. And Aaron Carter, does Aaron Carter want to come on our show?
Yeah. Yeah, but Rick has to be here too, which almost made me want
what?
To say, made me want to say no.
There's an egg timer on Rick already.
Yeah, but he's going to
be
in
here.
The room.
I know, but
who's going to get him out of here?
So egg timer on the visit, period. From in the door to out the door, I'm going to say 20 minutes. He has to be gone in 20 minutes, so the phone call, I don't care how it's going, he's going to have to leave at the 20-minute mark.
Well, he's definitely going
to
be
on. We don't want to talk to Aaron Carter for 45 minutes.
No.
We just saw him on the doctors. I mean, honestly, I'm concerned about him.
I think
anybody would be if you saw that show.
I think Drew and I left it yesterday. We just want this to be over.
Mm-hmm. He looks like he's on AIDS.
If this provides closure,
I'll do
so
anything.
Happy.
I want to be Justin Bieber.
I'll do
this might be our last chance to get closure. So we've sort of agreed to do it.
As Charles on Facebook Live said, can we make Rick do his segment from the bathroom? That is where he feels the most comfortable, where there's a toilet behind him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's make
and cut off his mic at the flush.
I have to yell down the stairs.
Jimmy says a full Jackson for Righteous Rick? Really? For the visit? That's a long time.
No way.
Last time he stayed the whole show, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then some?
Yeah. I think part of that's my fault.
It could well have been.
By asking
but,
too
I mean,
many questions.
Well, I know, but he has a lot to say. There's no doubt. He should probably have his own podcast.
Yeah,
about to get out.
They're gonna become best friends. That McMax.
Oh, Rick and
Aaron are gonna be best buds.
A smart guy, that Rick.
Rick's, Rick's booking the shows. He's part of the road crew.
He's gonna be Aaron's security.
He'd probably up his act.
He would. You could get him hyped just like he did with the Lions.
We need to maybe create some odds for that on my bookie. I wish could we bet as to whether or not this is really going to be Aaron Carter tomorrow?
Oh,
I mean, would my bookie
idea.
Take that bet?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Who could possibly set odds on that? I mean, he says he's been to. I
don't know.
I don't. I need to egg timer my own thoughts. mybookie.com.ag. Mybookie.ag. Promo code Drew. Mybookie.ag. Promo code Drew. I'm even on there now. Blackjack.
Did you play blackjack yesterday?
Did not.
Oh,
Oh, I played on, I did play, yes, before I left. I played a little when I got back, and then I forgot about it. Or I would have played more.
Those first quarter bets are great, too, by the way.
What was your first quarter bet?
I took the Rams giving up a half a point, and after the first quarter, it was 3-0, but the Browns were driving. I had to root for them to make a third down conversion, or else they were going to kick a field goal for me to lose.
That's got to be the best bet anybody ever made.
What a degenerate.
How'd the Rams look last night?
The Rams are great. The Rams are the Rams. It's just funny how bad the Browns are. Not bad, but their record's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Some things don't happen overnight, but it looked like that one was going to.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can bet on fantasy players. You can bet those parlays. If you're the kind of guy like Pat Levy, who wants to bet $4 and win $84, or bet $9 and win $6,000, as he seems to do every day almost.
Come on, Patty.
And he said it was your fault that you didn't get in for his three noon bet winners.
Oh, I see. So only the games that he picks for me are the ones he loses.
That's exactly. Every-
but they're losers. Just remember that.
Well, he was 5-4. I can't knock his picks. They worked out pretty well. Anyway, yeah, try a parlay. You can bet a small amount, like Patrick Levy, and win a lot. No matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of the year. Join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer. That's promo code Drew. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. And we have a very interesting phone number. And we need to use it pretty soon here.
Yeah, we should.
But let's see. What else did I want to mention? I guess we could just roll in with the Emmys. Since it just happened. I saw Demi Moore on GMA this morning. That book sounds kind of interesting. Sounds like she's spilling.
I know, but there's weird stories popping up constantly. Like, the new one is that she was raped and her mom sold her for $500.
Yeah,
bucks.
I know. This is terrible. I'm starting to just not believe so many things now.
Except, remember, remember her mom.
I know. Her mom was
high
weird.
Society post.
Yeah. She was doing the pottery thing, like ghost, and she had her legs spread, and she had no clothes on. We talked to her, and she's like, they're going to shoot down there.
Oh, God.
Nice doing research on your photo shoot, honey.
I know. She acted like...
It's like there's nothing she could do about it, either.
I was scammed by high society. I vetted them thoroughly and seemed like a wonderful operation. I don't know why they did that. Anyway. I hadn't showered in a few days.
Ugh.
Gross.
I mean, when they asked her to spread her legs for the next picture, wouldn't that be a tip-off?
I think they just said, do the pottery scene, and they're like, you don't have to wear any bottoms because that's not going to be in the picture.
And I didn't have any on.
Yeah. I don't even know what she looks like, and I'm grossed out. I don't know why I'm grossed out, but I know she's got to be gross.
She was kind of gross. She was a big drinker, a big partier, and she was married to a guy who Demi thought was her dad, and he wasn't her dad.
Yeah. Oh, well, that, you know.
And then she used to take Demi to bars when she was 14 or 15 to pull guys, in her direction, I guess.
Oh, she Epsteined her.
Pretty smart move, actually. Yeah, I guess so, sort of. And then she gave somebody a key to the house when Demi was home, and the guy comes in, and I guess Demi just assumed, it sounded like she had, like, oh, I just assume you're here to screw me.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of weird.
And there was a weird story because she sort of acted like, yeah, I put out for him. And then afterwards he said, how's it feel to have your mom sell you for $500? I mean,
God, what a seedy life.
To be whored out by your mother was the quote.
Did guys say that? Really? Would you really taunt Demi Moore after? I don't know.
Well, if you're the kind of guy.
Sandra didn't. If you're the kind of, he was polite.
Well, that's the standard we're going by now. Well, I guess she's.
Friend.
I don't think Epstein 15. Said stuff like that.
No, he was classy all the way.
Well, I mean, I thought that was a weird thing for someone to say who.
It is. But you're also the kind of person that's going to pay $500 to have sex with a 15-year-old.
To Virginia Gines, her mother.
Yikes. She also saved her mom's life when she was 12.
Yeah, by the way, pulling pills out of her throat, why didn't she swallow the pills? So in other words, she went, whoop, and threw them in her mouth, and before she could even swallow them, Demi Moore just reached and went, 12-year-old?
Did anyone order a hero?
Call for
Does that sound, I don't know if I believe that either.
I do believe the threesomes that she's dishing
up. Yeah, I believe that. I want to believe that, and I do.
And I really believe her part about Ashton, too, because they had threesomes, and when he cheated on her, that was his defense.
Oh, that we'd had threesomes?
Because we had brought a third party into our relationship, Ashton said, that blurred the lines and justified what he had done. the lines.
If you want, I can even call my girlfriend over for a little fun.
That sounds like blurred. A weaselly answer.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, people with too much money just completely lose track of everything. They just completely lose it.
She was... You know what I thought was real? Probably the most interesting thing in her interview with Diane Sawyer, an intern in the White House.
I know.
Haven't seen her in a while.
I know.
She looks okay. She still looks like 50.
Just an intern.
Still have the Vaseline.
In the White House.
Yeah.
In the Oval Office. Did it outrage you?
She's always been sharp. She always looks nice.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't mind Diane Sawyer.
She made that dildo, or no, she learned how to make a prison dildo. That was fun.
And Brian, do you even know what you did to beat off the shark?
She also saw that big crank when
she's on the chip.
Is that
what it was? Showering off, what was that?
Some kind of
like biohazard or something? Yeah.
This guy How do you really feel?
And that interview with Manson, that was cool. She held her own.
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
What do you want, woman?
Are you a lesbian?
She did some amazing interviews. But anyway, she's talking to her about when she was 16, she drops out of high school. She goes to Hollywood. I mean, it just sounds like the skankiest life ever.
Yeah.
And then she gets out there and she gets General Hospital and she's 19 years old. She's only taken some acting classes and, you know, she's this hick. And... it's like, couldn't have done it without cocaine and alcohol. I mean, like she just became this party animal in order to survive faking, to pretend I was worthy of General Hospital. I'm feeling worthy. And my mom sold me for $500. So she turns into this major partier, gets on St. Elmo's Fire, and she said this, and I've always felt this way when I watched that movie, that Demi Moore's character in that movie seemed too easy to play for her.
It was just her. Mean? She wasn't acting.
Did anybody see the movie? I thought everybody'd seen St. Elmo's Fire.
Years ago.
I think I've seen part of it.
She's a big cokehead, and she's banging her boss, who's much older. And...
oh, so she's just her, being her.
That's kind of how I took it. And she sort of acted like, yeah, that was me. And then she went to rehab, and she was clean for 20 years. Until, didn't they tease, until she fell in love with someone? Like, it was Ashton that re-corrupted her or something?
Yeah, because she overdosed on Whippets?
Yeah, on Whippets at a party when she weighed 102 pounds.
Hey, wait a minute, am I being punked? Where's Ashton?
We got a forensic accountant to check that weight back in 7 years ago, whatever that was. Yeah, and her kids weren't talking to her.
Wouldn't have taken him for a Whippets guy.
I think she was. It was after Ashton, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because she was divorced. I thought she was divorced. Her kids weren't talking to her, and she was doing Whippets at a party, and she passed. She
it was two months after he cheated on her.
Oh, okay. But sounds like a messy book. I think I'll read it.
Song sucks. By the way,
Trudy, it's St. Elmo's Fire.
That doesn't make it better.
By the way, wasn't the Rat Pack a big disappointment in the end?
Estevez?
Brat Pack.
The Brat Pack. Oh, I said Brat. Brat Pack.
Who else was in that group?
Ally Sheedy. 16 Candles, what's her name?
Molly Ringwald.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Estevez.
Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall.
Breakfast Club, basically.
Oh. Andrew McCarthy.
Rob Lowe is great.
Judd Nelson. Yeah, Rob Lowe is great here.
Judd Nelson.
Nelson. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson. Nobody's done more bad movies.
There.
No, that didn't work out so well. That didn't work out so well.
Well, some of those are great movies, though.
Judd Nelson's?
No, I mean with the Brat Pack.
Oh, the original Brat Pack movies?
Well,
yeah.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well.
Man. I actually enjoyed St. Elmo's Fire. I don't know why. It's so dumb and trite, but it was, maybe it's just a good combination of hot young people. At the right time, it just kind of worked. Huh. So there's one other thing that, and this theme played itself out between last night and this morning. Well, actually, no, I watched the Emmys this morning, and then I watched Good Morning America, so it played out over this morning. Diane said something about her being the highest paid female in getting 12.5 million for a certain movie. I guess that was the highest at the time. And people calling her, "Give me more." And, you know.
Stupid.
I thought it was really dumb. First of all, I don't remember that. I remember being told, Jeff Daniels kind of suggested she was a real bitch to work with.
Stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
Yep.
And
she got a bunch of money for that G.I. Jane because she shaved her head and everyone went ape shit for that in the movie.
I don't think
the movie that sucked. And then she did the, around the same
Stripper
time.
Movie?
It was around the same time as Showgirls. And that movie was
a total bomb. And she got paid a ton of money for that.
Yeah.
But they sort of acted as if.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
They look terrible.
You know, when women ask for money, they're greedy. And I thought Michelle Williams made a big deal of, thanks them for paying me the same as the other person.
Yeah.
And I mean, these women sound like, do women not have agents? Do women in movies not have agents?
Are they
unable to get agents? Because
they do, because everybody thanked their agent in the speech.
But they have the same bargaining power. Everyone has the same. If you can pull people in the house and they believe that, they will pay you. They don't give a shit what you look like.
I know. Her speech was really annoying.
I mean, am I wrong about that? Entertainment's entertainment.
Well, she talks about how she finally got all this respect. It's, you're Michelle Williams.
Yeah, here she is from last night.
This is the
See this as an acknowledgement of what is possible.
I was annoyed by this. I know I'm an asshole.
When a woman is trusted to discern her own needs,
nobody knows better about a character than the actor, not the writer, producer, director.
When I asked for more dance classes, I heard yes. More voice lessons, yes.
Just,
a different
sure,
wig,
whatever you need.
A pair
get away.
Of fake teeth not made out of rubber, yes.
Sounds a little high maintenance.
They require
breathing so hard,
and they cost more money. But my bosses never presumed to know better than I did about what I needed in order to do my job and honor Gwen Verdon. And so I want to say thank you so much to FX and to Fox 21 Studios for supporting me completely and for paying me equally, because they understood.
Because you're Michelle Williams.
Yeah,
because you were the bigger name in that.
Can we pay you to get over yourself?
Yeah.
And they said yes. What about the part about?
I cut it short.
Black women are paid 52 cents an hour for every dollar a white male makes.
42.
Was it 42 cents?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, are there people rooting for black women not to make a fair wage? Because I don't really know that there are.
No. And you're talking to your industry.
I know.
What do you want us to do about it?
I know.
Can't do anything about it.
And not only that, they're always lecturing and telling us, you know, hey, hire trans people. And it's like, wait, but you're the ones always saying that you're going to do this stuff, and then you don't even do it.
I know.
Because remember a couple years ago, wasn't everybody saying, I'm not working on any movie unless it's 50% black people. Forget it. I'm out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I guess that person hasn't worked on many movies. Because I don't remember who it was.
It's Ben Affleck, I think, said it.
Was it?
Well, I think he did.
He hasn't worked on any movies.
And then
he's been drunk.
And then I see Dinklage. And by the way, I never thought about Peter Dinklage's name until last night. For some reason, I was thinking, oh, my God, people are going, hey, Dinky. I mean, he must have.
Poor guy.
Must have. The Dinkster.
I mean, Dinks.
That kind of sucks. Yeah.
Dinks.
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 Anyway, he made a big to-do about the creators and the diversity and the cast and blah. And then they're on stage, and I didn't see one black person.
Oh,
their cast.
Gray Worm wasn't there.
Do you mean diverse in terms of height? is that part of diversity?
Too bad, because Melisandre was up there. I mean, there's
who?
The hot black chick.
Melisandre.
Melisandre was
okay. I don't remember seeing a black person on the stage. I thought I saw all white women and men.
There were two black women. No black men, though, that I know of. Were there any black dudes in Game of Thrones?
Grey Worm.
Grey Worm, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have a dong.
Didn't get on the stage.
What difference does that make?
Spoiler alert. I don't know.
And then this is what my brain is doing to me now. The Ernst & Young people came out. Did anyone have any thoughts about that?
There's
a female accountant now. There's three, and there's a female in the middle. And I was like, but there's no black guy. What's up with that?
It's really warm.
Two white guys and a white chick. What the fuck? That's not diverse.
We're going to be really progressive, and we're going to send a woman out.
Because they always send out two white guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't they?
Yeah.
In a briefcase. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I don't get that. That's all.
By the way, they don't need to do that.
No.
I don't know. Why do they need to do that? Does someone not trust the voting?
Well, that's what Tim... Man, I can't remember.
I mean, do you trust the voting because those two guys walk out?
Tim Allen, yeah.
No, I think they do it on barter, and that's part of it. They do it for the appearance.
They can't afford to pay Ernst & Young to count What, only like 700 people vote.
I think it's just a traditional thing anymore.
Is it? I mean, I've never understood why that part of the show was that essential. Who really cares
it's not
anymore?
Either. It's not important to have the president of the academy or whatever come out there too. And
I had no idea
terribly.
There was any authenticity at all related to any of those shows. But I actually thought it was a better show.
Did you? I really liked Thomas Lennon doing the voiceover stuff.
I got to tell you something.
I think he's a funny guy anyway, and that's he was doing that all live. That's really hard.
I thought he said some funny things, but there are lines he said that I could barely hear or I wasn't paying attention because the person was just walking to the stage.
Right.
It's that dumb applause part where you're watching to see if the person trips.
Here's an example.
The producers have asked me to give a special shout-out to any of our previous lead actress winners who are watching tonight from prison. Hopefully those 2 weeks are going to fly right by. Keep your chin up.
I mean, you can't really hear response either.
Well, they're not
hear
hearing
the laughter,
him.
Like,
isn't he the...
Yeah, I don't know.
He's in a booth and basically the people in the broadcast.
Oh, it just seemed kind of disembodied to me.
He ragged on that guy's stupid hat, too.
I kind of thought it added a better element to it. Plus, they had good music in between. Like, they instead of using some orchestral thing, they put segments of songs
music.
And stuff. Yeah, I thought it made it a little better. I really do wish Jenny McCarthy had not been on the red carpet. And
I missed the red carpet except for the one segment Mark showed me.
It was the last. No, it was the second to last segment. The last segment was having the Masked Singer shoved down our throats again because Fox just is trying to make sure everyone knows that show exists.
And I think everybody who comes in contact with her should sneeze on her.
On Jenny,
yes,
she has no immunity.
By the way, there's such a squealing in New York because in New York they're actually pulling unvaccinated kids out of public schools.
Good.
Now they had 2 weeks to get their vaccination straight, and of course they didn't.
Good.
So they pulled them out. But if those parents are smarter than all the doctors in the world, then they can educate their kids at home anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be smarter.
But then they have to stay home too.
It's a public health issue.
Just saying.
The part I showed Drew, though, was...
We have to have an order in a society, don't we? They have the right, though. They don't have to go to public school. They can school them at home. It's their choice if they know more than the doctors.
Oh, I agree with you.
You didn't record the red carpet, did you?
I did not.
Okay. I don't have it either. I want to play it, though. But it was Kelly Osbourne interviewing...
Why is she doing the red carpet? Haven't the Osbourne kids cashed in enough off being Ozzy's kids?
She was available.
She works on... What is that?
She does a lot of stuff with fashion. So.
Yeah.
But this was on
Fox. Is she somebody you think of when you think of fashion?
No.
But she has fashion shows.
Her mom,
not on Fox.
Her mom did the equivalent of, Felicity First Huffman in getting her kid a show on TV. Is it?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What did Kelly? Oh, okay, whatever. I don't know. I just don't. Every time I see her, I'm just like, oh, there's Ozzy's brat again.
This is Kelly.
Can't get rid of him.
Yeah, she's... Doesn't seem to have any particular skills.
Jack Osbourne's wonderful.
What's he doing now?
I have no. He's had like 6 television shows.
Oh, they must have all been hits.
I know.
Because when you're good, they keep giving you more. Yeah, you don't keep doing the one that works.
He has a current. I just saw him plugging some stupid new show that I had no interest in. And he made it less interesting to me.
Do you know what it was about? The new show?
No.
Oh,
okay. No, I don't.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's season fine.
Oh, here's the part I showed Drew. I think I did find it.
Okay.
Oh no, E talked to him too. This is not the same part. This is the E part.
Hello. I'm gonna have my date come up.
Hi.
My date for the
night. Are you?
I'm Chase. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Chase is transitioned to a man, and Laverne Cox transitioned to a woman.
I am fantastic.
Oh.
Which I asked Drew if he wanted to watch him have sex.
Fantastic. Montsori.
I said yes.
Edie Parker.
I would.
Lorraine Swartz.
I'd be confused.
Oh my God. I literally. Had heart palpitations when I
was Weird.
Those are gorgeous.
You, Lorraine. So I brought Chase because
tell
of
me.
This. October 8th, Title VII Supreme Court. Can you tell them a little bit about it?
Yeah, so October 8th, everyone should be aware that the administration is asking the Supreme Court to make it legal to fire workers just because they're LGBTQ. And this is actually going to transform the
lives of
LGBTQ.
He's got a really cool necklace on. I think Drew should get one.
Can you pause for a second?
It just says trans.
Anyone who
can you pause? You say the administration is going to ask people to or tell people they can fire people just because they're LGBTQ?
Yeah, they're making it legal to fire people. I
had a hard time understanding him, too, because that voice.
He's a little distracted.
So people can go, you know what? You're gay and you're fired because you're gay. I don't want gays.
There's no federal discrimination law, is there? For sexuality?
I don't think there is.
No, but to your point, I think it's being misrepresented.
Yeah, I mean, I would think people would be more afraid to fire a person for being gay than for firing someone for, I was going to say for being straight, for being gay than for almost anything. Or to fire a gay person for fear of being called discriminatory.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I think generally probably white men are the easiest guys to fire if you really want to fire someone and not get some kind of a lawsuit. And I'm not saying that all women and black people are going to sue necessarily, but I'm just saying I don't hire a ton of people, but just saying.
You're fired.
That sounded so weird to me that the administration is going to make it possible for people to fire people for being LGBTQ. That didn't seem very clear to me, but okay.
His voice, by the way, is 3 octaves higher than Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I know.
I'll take them at their word, though.
Go ahead. LGBTQ, anyone who departs from sex stereotypes, like all the fabulous people here, for example. So we really need to show up October 8th and pay attention because our lives are really on the line.
I'd love to have a voice like that.
About this case, hashtag RiseUpOctober8th. Go to my Instagram
for
more information.
Bossing me around.
It's now this on my Instagram page now, where Chase explains it all in lovely detail.
I have to tell you, that's one of the best parts of this job, and I have to think it's one of the best parts of your job, to be able to use this platform, right? To get the word
out. Nobody knows who the hell he
really
is,
matter.
Or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she.
When I got my Emmy nomination this year, my third one, I was like, this is weird. I thought there has to be a bigger reason, and I thought,
he's
okay,
got three
maybe
nominations.
It's about this case. Maybe
Laverne
it's about
Cox,
raising awareness
she's
so that everyone
fairly
knows
well known.
That our lives are in danger, and a lot of people aren't talking about this case, and it has implications.
I don't know who Chase
LGBT
is, why he's tagging along.
I seriously did not know this case, so they have educated me about something.
Oh, because of her purse that says the date?
Well,
Laverne, that is why I have to tell you, if you don't follow Laverne on Instagram,
I don't,
do it immediately.
No. Don't tell me what to do.
Because you are
stop
so
telling me
inspiring.
What to do.
I know.
And you do it.
Kelly Osbourne, when she was talking to him, though, ended with, I love you, I love what you're doing, almost as much as I love your dress.
Which, I didn't like her dress at all.
But that's a really condescending thing to say.
The whole thing was so, whatever.
That's weird.
Patricia Arquette, by the way, went on and on about Alexis Arquette dying, which was over 3 years ago.
Yeah. She'll never
I don't know.
Over
yeah,
it.
She'll never get over it. I mean, whatever. But it just seemed almost like I felt bad that she won the award because it sounded like the award's not going to mean anything to her because she can't get over this other thing anyway. So why give it to her?
And is David over her death?
I don't know.
Hasn't said one word
about Patricia or Roseanne. And then, Roseanne
no, that was Patricia. And then she said, give trans people jobs. And, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm thinking most people who are watching don't really have a chance to hire or not hire a trans person. But I'm just, you know, whatever. What she wants to say is fine.
Well, Caitlyn Jenner has a job on TV. So
I think my favorite moment of the awards, they were just talking about this on CNN too, which verified it for some strange reason to me.
there she is. Alexis Arquette.
Oh, yeah, there she is. This is a great part. Even though I hate this song.
Let me and see.
The wedding singer.
Scary.
Hey, should this movie be canceled because a guy said scary to a Alexis, his character?
He looks like her. How can love be real? Do you really want to hurt?
Anyway, yeah, Alexis, the funniest thing I thought all night was that Kim Kardashian comes out with, was it?
We have it.
Kendall Kardashian?
Kendall.
Yeah.
Jenner.
And I'm telling you, it's Kendall because Kendall Jenner's there. I mean, she can't do anything right.
Well, she reads something, and I believe they were supposed to mean what they said, and the crowd laughs at them.
They thought it was.
I really think they laughed at them.
They thought it was going to be a bit.
Just a normal family Maybe. Reality show.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
Telling their stories, unfiltered and unscripted.
Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
The Kardashians are ever being themselves on that show. What a joke.
Well, I think they were laughing at him. I really do.
Absolutely. I did too.
And I don't think it was meant to be a joke. Maybe it was meant to be a joke, was it? Did anybody think it was?
Well, if it was.
I think maybe some in the crowd.
Him deadpanned it really well then.
Yeah, I really didn't think so. Uh-uh. What did you guys think of.
What?
It was Alex Bornstein.
Well, I thought that was funny.
Mrs. Maizel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
okay, first of all, the whole thing about not wearing underwear and they better clean her seat. Yeah. It's like, gross. And then she just, I mean, just seemed like an odd time to bring out the story about her Holocaust survivor grandmother. I mean, doesn't it seem like sometimes people are just trying to out-dramatize one another? And I'm not saying it's not true, unlike Demi Moore. Yeah. Demi Moore. That her grandmother isn't a Holocaust survivor. I believe her. But
that her grandmother said, what if I just step out of line and the Nazi guy's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he says, I won't shoot you, but somebody will. And then so she stepped out of line and she lived. Nuggy, her grandmother. Right. And so then it's like, step out of line, ladies!
Right, yeah. Deep.
It was like so deep it seemed trite to me. Saying, step out of line, ladies. I mean, stepping out of line in a Holocaust line to be gassed or something. I mean, does that really translate to telling Hollywood women to step out of line?
Well, it's a courage. You know, it's really, maybe it's
were
not
you
relatable.
Raising your fist, Trudy?
No, but I I think she's kind
by
of funny.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
So I laughed when I saw her sit next to Seth MacFarlane, and they kissed each other and clinked
glasses.
Shot.
Are they a couple?
I don't think so. Yeah, but they
Peter and Lois.
They work together.
Yeah.
On all the shows that they're
Family Guy.
Family Guy parents.
They probably had the funniest moment of the night coming out of a commercial.
Oh yeah, it was funny.
Wow, the Emmys! I can't believe...
Hang on. Let's give everyone a minute to settle down. There we go. Okay, Meg, continue.
Wow, the Emmys! I can't believe all the stars that came out for this.
Well, kids, in my day, the Emmys was always the night of the biggest stars and the best winners. It just seemed like every year it was Bill Cosby, Roseanne, Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby, Roseanne, and Bill Cosby. The Emmys has always been great at rewarding great people for great work. And who will be this year's Bill Cosby and Roseanne? Let's keep watching and find out.
I think that's great.
Are those two really on the same level, though? I mean, Roseanne didn't rape anybody.
They dominated in the 80s. Oh, well, just pariahs, I would suppose. Yeah. I know what you mean.
I know. That is really kind of kind of brutal to group with Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but they needed a female.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know who would have been a better choice, I suppose.
Hey, the Bryan Cranston bit, too, I thought was really a great way to open it, where, you know, he was pushed out on stage.
Oh, yeah,
supposedly.
Except Anthony Edwards. And Drew, you had a great point
I
about
just
Anthony
wanted
Edwards.
To barf. I thought that was so dumb. First of all, it's announcerless, so they're sort of acknowledging
that part was cheesy.
There's right? no one to run the show. Oh, yeah. How about Anthony Anderson?
Yeah.
Like, oh, is he the person that you would pick? I don't think so.
What was your first thought about Anthony?
What happened to the Me Too thing with Anthony Anderson?
I guess it doesn't matter.
I guess
when you have
not.
A hit TV show, it doesn't matter.
I think if you show up in more things where people laugh at you, then it's forgotten. But serious issue, shallow thought, though. Mike, the guy from Breaking Bad and
Ermintrout.
Yeah. Did you see who he was sitting next to?
No.
Was that a daughter or something?
Why is she hot?
Pretty really? Hot and super young for him.
That could be his girl.
Well,
he's a girl, though.
I know.
You know who was, I actually started to make a list for who looked the hottest, and I just didn't get very far because I was busy making notes about other stuff.
You know who didn't look good? That kind of surprised me.
Who?
Disco Ball?
Who?
Nothing.
Zeta Jones?
No. Amy Poehler.
Oh, yeah, she did look.
I don't know.
Did anyone notice how sweaty the Empire chick was?
Oh.
When she came on with Terrence Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There was beads of sweat. Oh, her entire chest was, like, open.
Yeah.
And she was so sweaty.
Oh,
and there was another chick that was super sweaty. I was like, what is are they trying to sweat something out of somebody here?
Yeah,
is this a sweat box? Are we trying to get a confession out of someone?
That's what Alex Borstein was saying, though, that it was really hot.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah, that's why your seat.
Yeah, there were two women that were totally sweaty, and the one was from Empire, for sure.
Yeah. I thought Ken Jeong was... he made a remark about... a Nick Cannon, and just like an almost throwaway line.
Oh, about Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey. Yeah.
What did he say?
Something about introducing him to Mariah Carey.
Oh.
He's always good.
I don't think he was. I don't think Nick Cannon was expecting it though.
And Nick Cannon, I was immediately like, "Is he religious or religion? Does that have to do with his headgear?
Yeah,
is that,
just a, is that a
something? You can buy one. He sells them.
He sells them.
Yeah.
So he's promoting his
that hat
wares on the Emmys.
How would we look at that?
I suppose.
Hat?
Who do you think wore it best out of this dress?
It was decorative then.
Two people wore the same dress. Two This Is Us stars.
Oh, wow.
Chrissy Metz and the girl who plays young Chrissy Metz. They both wore the same dress. And
oh, they're not the same. Oh.
Wait, the one on the right is supposed to be young Chrissy Metz?
In the show, yeah.
So she does flashbacks with the one on the right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But how would you ever believe that person would turn into that person? You'd be bummed out every time it was in reality today.
Like, she looks like that person ball. Ate that person.
Yeah.
Is that the girl that was that you saw, Trudy, with Ermenchad?
Yeah.
Jonathan Banks is his daughter.
Rebecca.
You know, hot. When Ken Jeong and Nick Cannon came, I love Ken Jeong.
Yeah, me too.
And I just thought the bit was so stupid. It was like everything they scripted was so dumb, and I'm thinking these are all the best television people, writers, performers, everything, and this is the best show they can give us.
It's just Bruce Vilanch.
Bruce Vilanch.
Isn't he the guy that always writes the award shows?
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
With the red glasses.
Yeah, the guy with the long blonde hair, the weird looking guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was better than usual.
I did too. I actually thought it went fast. But nobody knows these shows.
I got a Jackson through it, though. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had the same problem. There's too many. There's so many shows nominated. It just seems like it takes forever. And I know that's because. Yeah, there are so many shows,
too many shows.
Can't possibly know them all. I mean, it's really a job to know what's going on out there. Okay, the chicks that I thought looked so good were, one was that Lily Singh.
Oh, yeah, she did, too.
Oh, my God. She beautiful.
Yeah. I think isn't she a lesbian?
Is she?
Is she?
Yeah.
She's never going to be with
me. Are you
going
to watch her new talk show?
I don't know, maybe.
She is good. Yeah, on NBC after Seth.
Oh.
And
she's a former YouTube star.
Judy Comer from Killing Eve.
Yeah.
She's really pretty.
Very.
She looked great. Let's see what else.
Well, Zendaya looked pretty good.
You see that?
Yeah,
to
Zendaya
me,
looked great.
To me, Zendaya is the most overrated person right now.
Really? Why?
Everybody just talks about how great she is, and I don't know. I just don't think she's that great.
Oh, she was great in Euphoria.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she looked
I think she was a really good actress. She's hot, man. You don't like her?
I mean, she's racist. Yeah, no, she's hot, but I don't think she's the hottest. Everybody's talking about she's the best thing. I don't think she's the best thing.
Didn't E from...
I don't think she's that hot, Brandon.
Well, I don't think she's the best thing. She's very hot.
Didn't E get in trouble for saying she smelled like weed or something?
Yeah, Juliana Rancic.
Yeah,
it's a career ender.
She's still there.
Pretty much. Is she still there?
Juliana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You watch E?
No, I don't, but she was asking the question of the couple, the trans couple, so she's still there.
Okay.
Yeah. Was Bill there, or was he busy building Trump Tower in Chicago still?
No, he runs it now.
Oh, he runs
it? Of course,
it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He built it, and he runs it.
And he's letting R. Kelly live there?
He's apprenticing to be Donald Trump.
You can't kick R. Kelly out because it would hurt E, where his wife works.
I have one more question. RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay, first of all, when I saw it nominated, I'm like, well, that's going to win.
It always does.
Because it seems like now, you know... There's such a movement to make sure that, you know, the first this or the first that. I'm not saying it's not the best show, although I think that sometimes hurts shows when they win because they go, oh, well, sort of like when, what was the movie that won for Best Picture and people were like, what? That's a horror movie. Or was it Best Actor, Director? Oh, it was Director, I guess.
Was it Get Out?
Yeah, Get Out. And I love that guy.
And it's a great movie.
What's the director's name?
Jordan
Peele.
Yeah, he's really good.
Peele.
And I was happy for him. But I also was like, oh, is that because...
That sucks for that sucks for him, though.
No, I know. That's exactly how I felt. And I liked the movie, too. So.
Oh, I think he's proven himself legitimately.
Oh, I agree. Although, I still... That was weird for that movie to win Best Picture or Best Director. It was quite unusual. I don't think I knew the other movies that well, so I can't really say. Anyway, RuPaul's Drag Race, as soon as I saw it nominated, I'm like, that one. And then and then they noted that it's on VH1, and I was like, wait, VH1? What is on VH1 now? I haven't watched VH1 in so long. I don't even know what VH1 is anymore.
Oh, my God, that's a great question. Do they still do behind the music?
Do music and stuff?
VH1. Don't they do Love and Hip Hop? Isn't that on?
Is that what's on VH1?
Exactly what's on right now.
Put it on. That's what's on Love and Hip Hop.
It's like VH1 is too old for me. Seems impossible.
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, followed by four more episodes and something called Girls Cruise.
Oh, wow. That's
Love and Listings, whatever that is. Oof,
boy, that sounds bad.
Basketball Wives. Is this
God, how boring.
Yeah, it's
Martin. Is this BET now?
Oh, Martin. Wait, is that old Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah, like eight straight episodes.
Then The Fresh Prince. Wow. Get Rich or Die Trying. All Eyes on Me. Wait, am I really at VH1?
Yeah.
Whoa. Love More Love and Hip Hop. Black Ink Crew.
Oh, this is...
Okay, Friday after next.
Interesting that
Nick Cannon
makes me sound like a racist for not knowing what's going on at VH1. Fresh Prince, Space Jam.
Friday After Next.
Basketball Wives.
Wow.
Black Ink Crew. Compton.
Tattoo.
Martin.
Right? I don't know.
I didn't know, Trudy, because I'm a racist and I don't watch VH1 anymore because it's not all people like me.
Well, that's your white privilege
Apparently, I guess,
it if you want.
There's no African American. Never mind.
So Billy Bush was supposedly on the red carpet and there was outrage about that.
Yeah, they made such a to do out of that too. I want to see I guess it's a big deal that Billy Bush is coming back just because he was canceled for 3 years, but
unfairly. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I hate though is that he feels the need to tell us that he's not the same person he was 3 years ago. He's done a lot of growing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say that. Yeah, that was crap when they threw me out of there for laughing at that joke. And then say, but I'm not the same person. I wouldn't have laughed at that joke now.
That's
phony.
What you have to say.
We know that's fake.
Our friends.
It's really insulting.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
What's he going to do? Never work again? I mean, come on.
Why is his comeback a big deal? Is that, in fact, I sort of felt like that's why they hired him, because it's like, oh, you hired Billy Bush, who was canceled 3 years ago, because I don't think there's a great demand for Billy Bush, although he's okay at what he does.
You think the Billy Bush fans were rallying to get him rehired?
Oh, Billy.
I don't think so.
What?
Billy Boy.
Well, one of the numbers we need to call today is Emmys related, so.
Yeah, that's true. Our friends and original sponsor, Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days, and you better believe it's as exciting as it sounds, because you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been wanting, like a 19 Jeep Compass Limited, as low as $166 a month. Or if you prefer the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee, as low as $268 a month.
The Mac Daddy!
Our friends at Zach have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. Finally, you know we can't get through a Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram read without mentioning Ram Trucks. Go lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month, and they've got an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. So details, see details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
And that's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's what I like.
Amen. Dr. Yalo has supported the podcast for almost 2 years now, and that means a few things. He believes in us, and we've come through. We've been worthy, because so many have gotten life-changing surgery from him on a recommendation, either custom cats LASIK, the most precise in the world, or what's called lens exchange for people 45 plus who can't stand
their
reading glasses. Eye surgery is generally a well thought out decision. It's important to go with the best and most experienced. He's number one in Michigan. Over 30,000 LASIK, tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures. I always dig this song.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, let me pray.
This is what Yaldo plays on loop in the office.
Dr. Maya. I have done. I think this was his first hit, actually.
You didn't know that, did you, babe?
He is so creepy.
He's got a great voice, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. Dr. Yale doesn't lure you with promises of low-cost LASIK, and there's a lot of noise out there about low-priced LASIK. But then you go and find out what the real price is, and if you shop for it, Dr. Yale promises Drew and Mike listeners he will beat any LASIK offer you get. So get the best and pay the least. The evaluation is free. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And now that phone number.
The first one.
Yes. Sprawl Financial Hotline is open. Click the link on our website. If you want to get a refi, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you and save you money at Hall Financial. Interest rates are low. Good time to do it. Don't wait too long. Anyway, Mark asked me, what phone number would be the greatest to have right now? And I said, Antonio Brown?
You did?
And Mark said,
"You're psychic sometimes."
No, well, he ought to have his own TV channel. Should there be an Antonio Brown News Network?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
ABN.
It would be the 24/7
there would
ABN
be
network.
Breaking news nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had two parents tell me, because it first came out today, that he's going back to school at CMU to get his degree, which was like, what? He's getting his degree?
I know.
He can't. So, I mean, if you read any of his texts, you would wonder how in the world they kept him eligible.
Well, he's going to be in technical writing.
Yeah, there's a lot more to the classes he's taking.
He's taking class on racism and also death and dying.
Well.
Anyway, this
introduction to management, which he needed, you know, the prereq is 56 semester hours that he's completed already. Then, like Trudy said, technical writing, which all he needed was a C or better in English 201.
Oof, his
what was the third one? Oh, death and dying, and then
racism and inequality. You get credit for taking. I mean, isn't there enough going on to teach you about racism? I mean, really?
You got
to
study it.
Really have to study it.
Did you hear Central Michigan's quotes? By the way,
yes.
So, first off, let it be known that before this season of football, Antonio Brown donated 6 heated benches worth $100,000 to the football program.
Oh.
Yes, and they have his numbers on there.
On each end of the bench. And, of course, in the top left corner, written in gold text is Boomin', which we know is his catchphrase thanks to all his cameo videos.
Yeah, always generous to donate something and insist that you're identified on that thing, whatever it is.
Kind of weird.
And boom goes the dynamite.
The Chippewas also have multiple photos of Brown throughout their facilities. He even appears on the scoreboard before home games at Kelly Short Stadium. Due to the reported incident surrounding Brown and Taylor, that's the other thing. One of the girls accusing him of rape is also a Central Michigan alumni.
Yeah, well, she graduated.
Exactly. We are aware of the media coverage about incidents that reportedly occurred in another state after both parties left CMU's campus. Thus, it would be inappropriate for us to comment. CMU takes seriously and investigates all known allegations of sexual assault.
I think he said do it more than anyone else.
Huh?
I think he said they take it more seriously than most anyone else. Something to that effect.
Central's a leading university in raising awareness and prevention of sexual assault, and it provides students
and
staff with a variety of resources and counseling services.
What if there's three universities that say, we are not one of the leading universities in...
Yeah, we're aware that it happens, but sometimes, you know...
We're just marginally.
We're letting other universities take the lead because we want to make sure we do this right.
Michigan State.
Oh.
What?
I don't know if they're...
What?
Yeah, they would not be a leader,
no.
I suppose.
The benches are a one-time gift from Mr. Brown to the football program. Their continued use by the football team will be evaluated as the facts and circumstances of Mr. Brown's civil litigation warrant.
They're going to throw them out?
No, of course not.
Are they going to take off his slogan?
I'm really surprised they haven't.
Well, you know, it's pretty messy right now. Also, the girl who he exposed himself to, who's painting his portrait. I mean, it all sounds so stupid. She's painting his portrait after he stole a portrait from an auction. Mm-hmm. He was so happy to see a portrait of himself, he hired a super hot chick to paint one on his wall. And then he exposes himself to her, and then all of a sudden he's leaving, and so she has to leave, and she never gets her paintings back. That he had promised to promote and she had brought there for him to put on his Instagram or something.
Yeah.
It was all so crazy. But anyway, she revealed today, or it was revealed today, that he had sex with another woman in the room while she was painting also, in addition to walking up to her nude.
It's a little rude if you hire help. And
you know, this is so funny.
Happened with Warhol and some of those other, you know.
Warhol probably had people do it.
I think everybody was pretty probably welcoming of that sort of thing in that group.
But,
people in the comments were saying stuff like, it's his house. He can do what he wants. What's wrong with that? And she should have left. If she obviously liked it or she would have left.
She obviously liked it. Yeah, obviously.
It's so
awkward. People will defend anything.
Well, it's not
anything.
It's not illegal.
If
it's just
the person
weird.
Does something they like
catch a football.
Yeah, you can catch a football and run really fast, and some people are so influenced by that they think it's okay to have sex while there's a painter in the room.
You know, all these things are being canceled and removed. We might have to contact this guy about removing this.
What a wonderful guy.
Wow. For the Steelers of Pittsburgh. He works really hard. You should probably take that down.
It hasn't really aged well.
Is that many hits?
Can't tell. Good at returning kicks. We should call Matt and have him comment on the Antonio Brown song.
Might get picked up.
That is if Antonio doesn't answer when we call.
Yeah, let's call him.
Revealed it.
It's funny, I haven't even thought about what to ask him. There's so many things to ask him.
Let's ask him about the fart. Or cameo. Break him down for... Oh, it's awful.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
Oh, what's he doing? Is he maybe studying?
Studying.
All his classes are online, by the way. I predict that he passes them.
Maybe he's hanging with Chris Brown, finally. They took his phone away.
Oh, yeah. Could be. Wait, well, that's a shame.
We're going to hang out together?
Thanks for listening.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got part way through it.
We were talking about how Chris Brown and makes you turn on your phone, and we realized that
oh, I see.
Antonio should hang out with them.
Right.
Yeah. So
they would
text,
be. They have shared tweet. Interests. It would be good.
Antonio Brown. Man, that's a catchy Matt? Song. Almost as catchy as the UAW song, which Trudy probably doesn't know about.
I do know about that one.
How does it go?
going on strike. I don't know. Strike. Yeah. We going on strike.
Nice.
We going on strike. Strike.
We going on strike. What's the next line? Till they get this shit right. Going on strike.
Strike. And then.
That is the catchiest strike. Song out there right now. Antonio Brown would be number two by Matt Farley.
Oh, I like his other song too, the one about Popeye's chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
I feel like Gary Graff all of a sudden. Someone's trying to prove.
I wouldn't go to his show.
They're paying attention to everything I do.
His show is down at the protest circle, isn't it? Isn't that guy?
The on
performer?
Strike guy?
Yeah, does he perform?
Oh.
Does he perform down there?
I don't
know
what
the strikers
was.
Are.
I don't really know where it came
he
from.
He needs to do it live. Why isn't he doing it? Who's his manager?
Why, you want the job?
No.
He should be touring.
It's a great
tour.
Song. I mean,
he should be touring all.
That should be his opener.
All the picket lines.
That'll get the crowd all revved up.
He appears at every picket line.
Trudy, you have Dr. Roche's read?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I got
okay.
A few ideas.
Because, of course, first, Zotford's kicking off that fabulous dinner with us. Three lucky couples will get to enjoy a delicious Mexican feast with the podcast crew at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Just head to Zotford up 75 in Holly. Drop your name in the hat. Three lucky couples will be drawn at random.
And
if you, rando winners. If you buy or lease a new vehicle from Zotford during the contest, you will double your chances to win. So let the hottest sales staff in Oakland County know you are a listener so they can double your chance to win. And there's plenty to buy up there right now. As how about these ridiculous deals during the fall clearance event? They have four new trucks and SUV models you can lease below $100 a month. Yes, during Zotford's fall clearance event, you can lease a new 19 Ford EcoSport, Escape, Edge, or F-150, all below $100 a month. They're not watered-down rides, dudes. These bad boys are loaded with all the creature comforts you're looking for, so see details in their massive inventory at DealsInTheD.com.
And Dr. Roche's office is hoping to smooth and renew your summer bronze skin. Sun is great, but it's kind of like time. It will actually be an enemy to youthful-looking skin with procedures, combinations of his lasers, radio frequency, microneedling, and his newest technologies all combined together would create that wow look, like the Brazilian butt lift procedure for the curves that you've always wanted in just the right places in combination with...
We want cool butts.
Yeah, cool butts. Yeah.
Breast implants for the hourglass figure. That's what they mean by complementary procedures. Or the Brazilian... Good. The Brazilian butt lift with fat transfers. Your own tissue from spots in your body where you don't want the fat to places where you do want the fat. Specials, you can buy two areas. Get the third area for free of Botox. Autumn pigmentation special for $3,500 for saline breasts. Unleash your inner diva with one treatment of...
you got your chest.
Diva.
It's right above your belly.
It's like the longest lead-in he has for any song.
Your neck and your shoulders. It's your chest.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yes.
Kind of a jazz
you got your chest.
Unusual for him. All right, so carry on. Body.
Anyway, $1,200 for one treatment of Diva. That's $300 off or three for $3,850 and a free G-spot. BBL, three treatments of Corrective plus three treatments of PhotoRev for $1,000. And a filler special, one syringe of Restylane. Get $100 off the second syringe. Those are the fall September specials at Dr. Roche's office, 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com.
Wow, I just popped upstairs.
Yeah.
And I got a card. Your dog will leave you memories that stay inside your heart. They'll bring you smiles forever, even when you feel apart. Aww. R.I.P. Mags and Bruin. All our love, Brent and Tara. Aww. Zot. Wasik.
Aww. Well, that's
Tara Zot.
Very nice.
Layla heard the oh's and got up and stretched and came over.
It hurts so much to miss someone who was the greatest friend, but maybe it'll help to know your love will never end. So sorry for your loss. And then, that's a nice note from Tara. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Tara and Elvis Costello. I'd never met her before.
That's right.
She's cool.
She has to be cool. If she's at Elvis Costello, she has to be cool.
That's true.
It's pretty cool,
but
I guess.
Here's the best part. Look at this ornament. Christmas ornament.
Oh, my God. It's Meg's.
It's a papillon.
Aww, with little wings. Oh, that's so
what a stupid present.
That's really cute.
Aww. Just kidding.
Where did that drop come from? I've never heard that drop.
It was Righteous Gemstones last night.
Yeah, that's why I played. It's just top of mind.
Wow.
What a stupid present.
The other ones from last night. There were some really good ones.
You know what? The great drop today is from the 16-year-old who's screaming at world leaders at the UN. Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
They took her childhood away. I knew nothing about, what's her name? Thunberg?
Yeah, Thunberg.
What's her first name?
Greta. She skips school every Friday to protest outside the Swedish parliament about climate change. And doing something about it. So today, her and
Why are you allowed to skip? Can anyone skip school every Friday because they want to protest school shootings?
Yeah, that school's not going to be around in 10 years thanks to climate change. What does she need school for?
Right. Okay. Good
but her and, her and 15 other kids are suing five countries. Which I think is kind of hilarious to see because the U.S. isn't one of the five.
Well, okay, I just want to know, why is she at the U.N.? Because she seems to be complaining
to sue.
That she could be back at school being a child, but she has to be at the U.N. yelling at world. No one asked. I got to tell you, I do not want 16-year-olds lecturing me ever.
Well, let's see. Maybe it's not that, maybe it's not that bad.
It's all wrong.
If they want to enlighten me about something.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school.
Yeah, so go.
On the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
I don't come to you for hope.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. Mm. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems
are starving
collapsing.
Too.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
How dare you? Wait, you have to cheer her?
Yeah. Whoa,
nobody boos?
Saddlebags?
This is all wrong.
Stop yelling at me, Greta.
So I guess you can't talk about economic growth? You're not allowed to?
No.
Not at the cost of global or
she doesn't like
change.
Her phone. She doesn't like cars.
She doesn't have one.
I mean, do 16-year-olds are not interested in material things at all?
Stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know.
Oh, you tell her, Juice.
I mean, a true commitment to. I don't even want to get into that, but what? Okay, what? She's from where?
Sweden.
Would you not throw them out of the UN? If you had a vote, I would. I would vote to throw Sweden out of the UN for letting that brat talk at the UN and lecture worldly. Get out of here.
Sweden's always sort of
been that
way. Get
the fuck out of the UN.
Well, clearly her every Friday protest is doing gangbusters over there.
Well, she's in front of the UN.
Yeah, because they shipped her off. They sent her on a boat over to us.
She's complaining that she should be back at school. No one said, so the UN had to be screamed at by this 16-year-old or else this event wouldn't work? Literally no one else could have done that. She had to miss school because she's complaining. I should be back at school.
Go back to school.
I know.
We'll work on it.
And they cheer her?
Her parents are an opera singer and an actor, and her grandparents.
Oh, what a shock!
Her grandparents are actors.
Did she acknowledge her privilege while talking to the UN? Oh, she kind of did, actually. She said she was one of the lucky ones. You want another lecture from another one of the 15?
Sure.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know who this one is. I think she's an American.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Alexandra Villasenor. I'm 14, and I believe that children all around the world have a right to a stable climate.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That is why me and 15 other children from all around the world will be taking five of the most powerful countries to court. The moment where I knew I had
to see these guys on the stand against Brazil and Argentina.
People in positions of power were listening to the students, but they weren't taking the action. They were only praising us. And it seems like they didn't have the political will to do anything.
Legal dream teams and just wail on them in
I'd
court.
I'd like to take some money out of their fat ass pockets.
Sue them for costs and defamation.
One of those countries is going to hire Alan Dershowitz.
Absolutely.
He's really good at taking on little girls.
Dershowitz, Roy Black,
David Boies.
Of them.
He's great at taking
and
on little
sue
kids.
Them for costs. Bankrupt their families. Fuck those brats. Dare they sue?
Let me see if I can find more Greta.
It really doesn't matter what she says. You just don't like being preached to.
I don't need some 16-year-old brat yelling at me.
How dare you?
I mean, I'm not a world leader, but the funny thing is Trump walked in after her, I guess, and he just completely stole the attention from her.
Oh. Did he really?
Yeah, and he sat there for 15 minutes of it looking at his watch and really bored, and then I guess he walked out of her 15 minutes.
Oh.
So they're debating, you know, was it better that he stopped in or was it worse that he left early?
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here.
Yeah, no, you said you heard you the first time, lady.
People, 30 years, the science has been crystal clear.
She reviewed it?
How dare you continue to look away?
Why do you talk that way?
And come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight. You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency.
Who says this, by the way? Who's she talking
no
about?
No matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that.
All I hear coming out of your mouth is blah, 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 blah. I don't know what the hell you're saying. Just shut up.
Then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe.
She's basically a disaster.
The popular idea of cutting our emissions in half in 10 years only gives us a 50% chance.
She was so angry.
And the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions.
Believe me,
human
she would not be my first choice, that I can
50%
tell.
50% may be acceptable to you.
How does she even get on television?
Oh boy.
Those numbers do not include tipping points.
Most she doesn't tell the facts.
Additional warming hidden by toxic air pollution.
She's a total failure.
Equity,
so she's
justice.
The only one that knows anything about the
rely on my generation.
About the environment?
Yeah. Only her on the other 15. Okay.
No one else
she
is trying to do
like
anything.
Truck driver.
Air with technologies that bear
she's a goofus.
So a 50% risk.
She was so angry.
Not acceptable to
could
us.
She sound a little less annoying? Is there any way she can be made to sound less annoying?
How dare you pretend that this can be sold?
She's a low IQ individual.
With today's emissions levels, that remaining CO2 budget will be entirely gone within less than 8.5 years.
Can someone give her an iPhone?
She even tried to attack me.
There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures.
She's basically a disaster.
Because these numbers are too uncomfortable.
Can't you get an iPhone and get an Instagram account like every other 16-year-old?
Just put an iPad in front of her.
Doesn't she remind you a little bit of
you
Alma?
Are failing us.
Remember Alma?
Yes.
Oh, she does sound like her.
Are starting to
and I hate her, too.
I kind of felt like
the eyes
maybe that's
of
part
all
of
future generations.
You know, I think she's losing the entire male audience and many of the women.
We will never forgive you.
We will never. Well, you're never going to forget
her.
Why should they do anything?
She's a slob.
Why should they do anything anyway?
Get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is
waking
up. What
are you going to do about it?
Change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Oh.
I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself. If you want to know the truth,
I would have been booing. I would have been booing just because I didn't like the way she brought the message. And I don't want her there anyway. She's 16. Go back to school.
On school strike for the climate. Every Friday, we will sit outside the Swedish parliament.
Yeah, well, you flunk out.
Until Sweden is in line with the Paris Agreement.
You get all Fs.
We urge everyone to do the same.
You're going to jail for truancy.
Sit outside your parliament or local government.
I want to jail.
Until your nation is
Trudy,
safe
are you by me?
To a below two degree warming target.
Don't you think she should be jailed for truancy?
Isn't Sweetheart ASAP Rocky got in trouble?
Yes. She should be more concerned about racism over there.
Yeah, exactly. She's in a racist country. She's doing nothing about it. I will never forgive her.
How dare she?
How dare she talk about the environment when black rappers are being profiled in her country?
That's right. Lock her up.
She should be locked up, honestly. That's
locked up.
She's missing every fifth day. That's truancy.
I'm looking at her Twitter, man. She's pretty serious.
What are some of the comments? Are people supporting her?
Well, here's a picture of her with a bullhorn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. A bullhorn. Oh, my God.
She's retweeting herself.
She retweets herself?
Her being in
any story about her, yeah.
At the Swedish Jesus. Parliament, I think, is something that the Swedish government probably likes because, you know, they seem like
Sweden
kind of an activist country a bit.
Ugh.
Don't they?
I want to go back in her Twitter before she started skipping school.
I think I might be angrier at her than I was at the three-year-old with the Boston Pops.
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina. I said she doesn't have the stamina. I don't believe she does have the stamina.
You don't like precocious children.
I don't like a bossy, lectury 16-year-old.
All right, if you had your choice, who would you listen to more, her or David Hogg?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's such a hard choice.
I'm fucking 17.
I bet you have more in common with Hogg. I mean,
they're pathetic fuckers. Give me the fucking phone.
Maybe watch a ball game or something.
I don't disagree with Hogg. I mean,
I know. That's
I don't disagree with her either.
That's true. That's really what gets lost in both of them.
They're both hurting their messages by being such assholes.
Like, I don't know how to send an iMessage. And you're just like, give me the fucking phone.
So
and you
true.
Take it and you're like, okay, let me handle it.
So
let me get
true.
It done in 1 second.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. What an annoying twit.
Oh, man. I did the mistake, too, of reading her Twitter bio.
Oh.
Are we not allowed
what?
To?
Is she?
16-year-old climate activist
with
Asperger's.
Oh.
No,
take back everything you guys
said. Taking anything back.
Are we allowed to tell you?
Well, I mean,
she seemed like she had Asperger's when she gave that speech.
I was gonna
Can
say
we have a forensic accountant check into that?
Is that
her medical records?
I honestly don't know. Is that typical of Asperger's to get up in front of the UN and give a speech?
No, I don't think so.
Idea. Anybody?
I
don't think it's really relevant to my hatred of her.
No.
Well, if you believe in equality and treating all people equally, you can hate people with Asperger's.
Sure.
I mean, that would be discrimination against people that don't have Asperger's if I didn't hate anyone with Asperger's, right?
Even if they did something that was hateable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet you there's some great conspiracy theories about her.
I was with Mark. There's got to be comments on her Twitter.
Oh, I'm still scrolling down to see. I want to see her pre. Skipping. I want to see if there's any trite tweets she had before she got really serious.
Well,
like, I don't know. I really like Pokemon.
No, I'm sure that somebody's really
no, she hasn't had
that up.
Oh, you mean George Soros?
She hasn't had a childhood. We've stolen her childhood from her.
How dare you?
Over the decades, possibly, or even over a decade, you may have been in an IRA or two, or three, or a 401k, or two, and maybe you're trying to pull it all together and figure out, am I overinvesting in something because I'm in different investment areas? Or maybe you haven't started any plan at all, or maybe you're just entering a 401k and you want to know what to invest in. Well, maybe you should meet with Luke Nowacki. Luke's team will help work on your financial future, or at least come up with a plan of some kind. And if it's out of their range, because some people have gone in there wondering about life insurance, Trudy health insurance, mm-hmm. Luke can help you with decisions like that. Was Luke helpful with your
auto?
Insurance?
Yeah, he did. He pointed me in the right direction. Mm.
Cool. 248-663-4748 for Luke Nowacki. Anything along the lines of finance. And actually, he's helping me with stuff. So,
And Nips at WLLZ at iHeart. Nips went to see
Nips,
him.
Nips,
hot.
Andy
cool.
Nips did.
Oh,
yeah.
Andy. I thought it was a nickname for a large-chested woman.
That is his nickname.
Oh.
248-663.
The large-chested woman.
663.
How dare you?
4748. Security Investment Advisory Service of the Rollins Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Rollins Associates Incorporated. Separately owned and other entities. Under marketing. Names, products, services, reference here. Independent Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And Luke is on Charlie, and he's on with No Filter Sports. And people are still sending me emails they sent to... the Fox 2 news desk.
Oh, yeah?
Are you finding anything on her Twitter?
No, I went to the very end, and it begins with her.
I've been scrolling down her likes at this pace for the last, I don't know, since we brought it up. And I think I'm only like 2 months back. It's crazy.
Does she like anything trite?
She likes probably 150 things a day.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's why it's really hard. It's all climate related.
I mean, she has her iPhone? Oh.
But how
boring.
It was
made by children in China? She doesn't care about them?
What a boring follow.
Yeah.
She's a one-trick pony.
Well, if you want to be lectured.
Yeah, some people do. 1.7 million followers.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Who has more, her or Hogg? I mean, look, David Hogg.
I think she has more than Hogg.
Oh, well, she's worldwide. Hogg's just American.
So in just over a year, God, she's 16,000 likes. So, I mean, I can't even find anything trite because...
Hogg has 1 million.
It's insane.
I'm reading some of the comments here. Stop exploiting this child. Get her some mental treatment. She's obviously depressed, disturbed, and stressed from being forced to be a puppet. She does seem to read well, so that's good.
To be a puppet.
Oh, boy.
Reading many of these awful comments, a mass extinction may as well be seen as a good outcome.
Should
have made the speech in Chinese. They're the biggest polluters.
Are these all from today?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're all from today or not. I don't know what they're from.
Oh, yeah. This is off the Time magazine one. I think.
It's an act. Sad we continue to see the exploitation of a kid who has Asperger's and is clearly agitated.
What?
But I'm not surprised the left continually sacrifice their kids and babies to the altar of selfishness and ego.
So the big meme going around with her from, you know, the bad people on Twitter is the Nazis use children to perpetuate their agenda. And there's a picture of a Nazi youth with two braids and the... swastika flag, and then a picture of her with two braids. It looks a lot like the girl in the picture.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah, except they were gassing people, and
no
this
shit.
Is about climate change.
No,
so.
It's pretty racist. It's actually racist towards white people.
The reason they attack a 16-year-old child instead of just ignoring her is the message she carries threatens their way of life and profit. She's the messenger, a child of 16, and she speaks the truth. No, I don't like her.
Not the message.
Her message
just the messenger.
Is fine. She's annoying as fuck.
I'm sick of seeing and hearing this kid. I've lived 67 years on this earth, and I know weather patterns change and climate patterns change slower. The earth has been a lot hotter and a lot colder long before the Industrial Revolution.
Why 67?
So believe that guy. Believe, believe
that
at Dance and Eyes 1.
The beginning of a mass extinction. Would someone please return this brat to her adolescence and get her back in school to study her passion?
Oh, they took it from her.
And the Oscar goes to...
Jesus Christ. Twitter's the worst. Do you take a plane to make it all these events across the globe?
I think she took a boat here.
Did she?
Yeah, I think it was a sailboat too.
Oh,
what?
God.
No.
Yeah. Oh, because she didn't want it, because she didn't want to leave a carbon footprint on a plane?
I don't know. Did you see who called themselves hypocritical because they're pro environmentalist but they travel a lot?
Who?
Tom York from Radiohead. Yeah, it's my job. I got to fly around the world for my job. So, yeah, it's hypocritical.
No, you don't have to fly. No, you don't have to.
I just like that he acknowledged
he
it.
He scolds
though.
Himself.
Yeah, which seems like a very Radiohead thing to do.
He likes being mad at himself. I got to tell you, the whole Harry and Meghan thing is ridiculous. They don't need to go to all these places.
No, absolutely.
They don't.
They don't need to make money.
There are all these stupid things on their schedule just to go, hi, we're the prince. We make a difference. Woohoo.
I don't think about Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
He's marginalized now.
I'm a princess because I married this guy. And he's a prince because he was born to this lady. I have no idea why. It's stupid, but it is what it is. So we get lots of money, take private jets everywhere, and we leave a giant carbon footprint, and then we tell people they should be more environmentally aware. This woman says, she's a 16-year-old girl carrying a weight that no adult should have to carry and getting abused from the right on top of that. She doesn't deserve any of this. She's a hero. Martin Seaton. No, I agree. I worry for her. As I understand, her father is with her through... IIRC. She's already told her parents what to do.
She's already told her parents
what to
do. Already told her parents.
Oh, IIRC, if I recall correctly. Would love to know what kids from third world countries think about it. Oh, wait, they don't have electricity. Which is part of her point. She's one of the lucky ones, as she pointed out. It isn't those who don't have electricity that pollute as much. It's us, and they pay the higher price. Go read an article or 10. Do your homework.
There's a GIF going around. Like you mentioned, Trump coming in. Have you seen the GIF with her and Trump?
No.
She's standing.
She glared at him.
She's standing there with some like security guy, and he just like comes in right in front of her because she gets like engulfed in his image because he's so big, and he's just talking the whole time.
More than 2 billion people need resources for things like electricity and clean water. Creation of wealth is nearly impossible without pollution. Unfair to third world if they have to follow strict standards for pollution first world created. Time Person of the Year, Nobel Prize. More importantly, have governments and politicians listened to her?
My message is that we'll be watching you. This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean.
Yeah, I know, so go.
Yet you all come to us
young you're flunking out.
For dare hope. You. How dare
you're
you?
Going to jail for truancy.
We need that drop. I love this.
Dare
no,
you.
She
dare
really, you? She needs to be jailed. She's missed every fifth day of school with no excuse.
That's right. Lock her up.
Lock her up. She's got to be in juvie or something.
Is that what happens when you miss school
right.
now? I kind of thought that used to be the way long time ago that there were truant officers.
Yes, there were. And they used to round up kids that didn't go to school.
Or they just kind of like,
put
whatever.
Them in jail.
That's not a thing anymore, is it?
I have no idea. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. That's the chant that should have broken out there.
Probably the most consequential young person I've ever heard. Powerful speech, such an inspiration to young people. I hope our politicians are listening.
God. See, some people like lectures. Unbelievable, breathtaking, and inspiring. Get her a pony.
What?
I think that's a joke.
A pony?
Would you look at this? What is this, a pony?
Most people do not seem to appreciate her tone.
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of people agree with her in terms of, you know, fixing the climate and stuff like that. But when you have a delivery like that and you're lecturing and yelling and telling people, how dare you? It just pisses people off.
Greta, you are a saint. Only the most divine and the most aware and the most prophetic are able to scold the world with love in their heart. I didn't hear any love in her heart. She said she'd never forgive them.
Yeah.
Wendell Berry, Robert Louis Stevenson, Mother Teresa, Pope Francis, and the Dalai Lama have this capacity that you have too.
So according to her...
Man, it must be rough to peak at 16.
Everything's going to come to a crashing halt in 8.5 years. AOC...
She LLP says Florida's going to be underwater, what, right?
5 years.
It will.
And then Al Gore, 20 years ago, said that...
California was going to separate from...
in 10 years... And
no, that was already supposed to happen, wasn't it?
What was the ozone thing you guys grew up with?
Well, the ozone has fixed itself because we stopped using things that destroy the ozone.
Uh-oh. I see.
I mean,
well,
sure.
Did Greta pop off and lecture somebody to do it?
That actually is scientifically true because we stopped using aerosol spray. So
point taken. Except for Drew.
Wait, who stopped using aerosol spray?
Yeah. I see aerosol
most people.
Every day.
I saw a lot of hairspray going down in the last few days.
Where? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of hair. It's...
Why should the young have to lose their childhood having to fight the giants called adults, leaders, elected officials? I'm both proud of this young, courageous young lady. That's a little repetitive. Young, courageous young lady. And saddened at the weight of such a burden she has to carry of speaking the truth to power. Hashtag forgive us.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
You sound like you're from London.
Boy, some of these people are really not liking her message. Why do people go on this and troll this chick?
Oh, well, now it's becoming a bigger fight between, you know, the left and the right.
Well, most of these people,
yeah,
I think
she
they just
caught,
find her annoying.
Because she was caught mean mugging Trump today, so.
Well, no, it's because some people have said that she's off limits, making fun of her because of her Asperger's. And other people are like, what about the Covington kids? They weren't off limits.
No, they weren't.
He didn't have point. Asperger's.
Yeah.
Except Burger. No one is saying, Burgers. I'm not saying that she's Burgers. A horrible person. He was, remember, people wanted him eliminated, doxed, and trolled, and, you know, he was the worst person ever. He smirked at a Native American Vietnam veteran.
That's smirk.
And his classmates chanted, build the wall, to make fun of the Native American. Here's Romana. I'm really scared of her.
How dare you?
I much preferred her when she was playing Wednesday in the Addams Family movie. So far less scary than she is now.
That's pretty funny.
That's low.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. It's child abuse. This is a criminal act. That's another line of thinking.
Why is it child abuse?
Why is she at the UN? Why is a 16-year-old missing school every fifth day?
She's suing Germany, Brazil, okay. Argentina, France, and Turkey.
I think her parents have something to do with that.
She's not the weirdest person who's been
George
today.
George Soros.
Remember?
Soros is involved. You know it.
Probably.
Come on.
Remember when Muammar Gaddafi?
He always is.
Muammar Gaddafi?
Muammar Gaddafi was at the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, the best was Chavez's
United
speech.
Nations.
Uh-huh. Chavez was talking about...
Oh, that's right, Chavez.
It smells like sulfur up here.
Oh, that's
Hillary
right.
And I think Obama were up there.
Was that? I thought it was Bush that he was after, but still...
Oh, maybe
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Why do they
Which
have...
made me think that someone just farted.
Good one.
That's why it smelled like sulfur. Like it was a sulfuric fart.
He's being
fart.
Literal.
Yeah.
Why do they have those people come in? I mean, besides world leaders, they invite some of these... Sort of.
I don't know. I don't know what this was today. I think it was specifically
about... it was the conference on climate change. Yeah, okay, I get it.
So that's why.
Good piece, even though...
Soros wonder.
All right.
Even though stage managed from one daughter of an influential personality, I still support her. wait, what did she say? Extincted? I didn't hear that part.
Extinct?
She said something about China has already extincted... that's someone, I guess, criticizing her punctuation, her spelling.
Well, that was that person, Friday.
Then that person should go talk in Swedish. Let them.
Great read off the script. I thought they didn't allow cameras in auditions anymore.
People are such assholes. That's funny.
Dear Greta Thunberg, I really think you should use the calm and thoughtful way of speaking instead, as it is so much more powerful. But I understand the frustration and anger. Thank you so much for
I'm
your
I'm sure
commitment.
She'll see it.
I love you, Greta.
I'm sure she'll see that.
Epic speech. Greta, you suck. Politicians, applause. Greta, you should act. Politicians, applause.
Hmm.
Okay.
What point was that?
Just that they're not paying attention to what she's saying. Just applauding to be nice, I guess.
Did you see Wayne Newton with the Black Keys?
I did. I saw that
was
yesterday.
It Vegas?
Yeah.
I
didn't.
Super dumb.
Yeah. What was the point?
I don't know. He's all cheesed out.
I feel like they're following the Foo Fighters lead and bringing,
Yeah, that's what. Trudy, I swear to God, yesterday I said, I'd rather see Rickroll with. The Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Than that.
Right. Except Rick Astley has, there's some kind of a coolness about him. He's capable.
No, there's not.
And all Wayne Newton was just, he was kind of singing along.
I think he gets
great.
He feels like it's fun to have a little, you know, he's having fun with his whole persona, whatever it is.
Sure. And then Miley doing,
Black Dog.
Comfortably Numb and Black Dog, by Led Zeppelin. I don't know.
It wasn't as bad as you would think, right? Wouldn't you say that?
It wasn't.
But it was really her just yelling.
Kind of, yeah.
Do you want to hear it, Drew?
Not particularly.
Should we try Antonio Brown? Did you try him again?
What'd she do, Black Dog and Comfortably Numb?
Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd, yeah.
Why would...
I don't know.
Yeah, let me hear her do Black Dog.
Oh, okay. Let me go back to it.
She kind of had her, hey, I'm single again outfit on.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't she always have that on?
It's a pretty sexy outfit.
Yeah,
she's always close to nude, it seems like.
She is.
That
AB's
line.
Ringing.
It is? Put him up.
AB?
Hello?
AB!
Who it is?
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show. How you doing, man? I hear you're back in school.
Oh, really? Really? I think we got disconnected. Call him back.
And play the fart down the line.
Yeah, maybe.
Play his fart down the line.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's got to be his fart. I mean, there's got to be a bond here somewhere, right? Boy, that was...
Oh,
he sent us.
You pussy.
He's like the unicorn.
You puss.
Can we leave him a message?
We should have played that song. He would have actually stayed on the phone.
Message 1, US01LV.
What? Yeah, message 1. Well, leave me a song. Antonio Brown. Turning kicks. He can do a lot of stuff very
well. Antonio Brown. He won't let me leave a message.
Well, let's call him again then. maybe we'll get a different response.
I'm kind of surprised
maybe
he didn't.
He's busy trying to talk to us when we
I'm surprised back. He didn't. I would think he would just talk.
He's probably been told not to. Why is he answering the phone from some 248 number?
No. He can't help himself. Oh, boo.
Now someone's told him to stop talking? I mean, it's a bit late.
I don't think he's stopped talking.
We still talk to him.
I don't think he stopped anything.
We wanted to welcome him back to school.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny today that somebody quoted Robert Kraft as saying, "I will never cut him a check." First guarantee, never.
Yeah,
I don't care what they say.
Really?
It sounded like the after the tweet about him. About
yeah.
Kraft,
oh,
that,
yeah.
That was, he's like, well, no matter what.
Well, I don't think they should have to pay him anything anyway. It doesn't sound like they do have to pay him anything. But, of course, you know, he'll sue them. And, you know, this whole business, by the way, about Ben Roethlisberger was never charged with anything.
I mean, there was Antonio Brown. I think that was kind of his point.
Yeah, but Ben Roethlisberger was suspended for 4 games. Antonio Brown was never suspended by anyone.
He didn't stay in one place long enough.
He's acting like these teams wronged him so badly by getting rid of him. His behavior was abhorrent. It's nothing to do with what Shannon Sharpie did or what...
Well, I wonder what would have happened if he just would have stopped being a dick and kept his mouth shut.
Well, I think generally anybody in the NFL who can run really fast can be in the league no matter what crime they commit as long as they behave somewhat sanely otherwise. I mean, he should have taken OJ's advice. Just shut up.
Yeah.
OJ. Hey, does OJ ever say stuff like, "Oh man, you're killing me," or "I'm killing it today"? And
he chooses his words very carefully.
He is really
careful
about that. He never.
Yeah. He's very dejected recently, though.
We didn't play his tweet on the show, did we?
Not the new one.
Hello, Twitter world. It's yours truly here. We're so goals.
Why is he laughing?
He's just so engaging. He can't. He's making himself laugh.
He laughs at everything. I just killed two people.
Hello, Twitter world. It's yours truly here. We're so goals fantasy football, right? Look, my first round pick, they just helped off the field. Saquon Barkley. With an ankle injury. My second round pick finally just caught a pass with under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Michael Thomas. My third round pick has been, I think, escorted out of the league for improper texting.
That's what he was. He was escorted out of the league.
My fourth round pick retired 20 minutes after I picked him. I don't know what to tell you.
He's so hilarious.
I am suffering. My team sucks.
I'm going to kill them all.
That's the way it goes in fantasy football. Hey, take care. I'm just saying.
God.
He looks like he's a little bit cooked, doesn't he?
Well, he's mad. He's furious right now.
He's had a couple.
It's his pre-murder in the face, Trudy.
A couple martinis deep.
Yeah, he's really, really broken up about this fantasy thing. What about all this great, the advice he was giving other people about fantasy? Were other people taking his valuable advice?
Oh, we played that one. Yeah. The legal advice? Yeah.
It's clear the only thing that matters to OJ is that NFL running backs get no respect anymore. That seems to be the one common thread amongst his videos.
And his fantasy team is cursed. Everybody that he drafted seems to be getting shit on. Mm.
Yeah, and he'll end up murdering Michael Thomas.
Luck retires.
OJ Jinx.
Michael Thomas lost his quarterback.
Good morning. Hey, Twitter world, is yours truly. Well, it's Sunday, fantasy football. My phone started ringing early this morning. Some of my fellow fantasy players called me and said, have you been watching what Antonio Brown is saying this morning on fantasy? Well, it looks like, I mean, on Twitter, it looks like he's hit the trifecta. He got an owner, he got a TV commentator, and he got a Hall of Fame, soon to be Hall of Fame quarterback. And I'm not going to say he's wrong what he's saying, but doesn't look like he's going to be back this year. And I finally had to push the drop button on my fantasy team. Sorry.
Heartbreaking.
Really wanted to keep him all year. I also was watching one of the shows, and Michael Irvin, I thought, made a very astute observation today. He was comparing the Rams with the Cowboys and why he think the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. He said the Cowboys are a physical running football team who has now learned to do some razzle-dazzle, while most of these other teams tend to just do razzle-dazzle.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Nobody knows.
I agree with him 100%. I was watching Philly a couple of weeks ago.
Did you call the electricity in the air?
They got one of the hardest running guys in the NFL, Jordan Howard. I'm thinking, why they don't have a fullback in front of this guy in the fourth quarter? Work on the clock.
No thanks.
Hasn't he given enough advice for the rest of a lifetime? I mean, his fantasy advice was terrible.
Yeah.
As Brandon pointed out.
Maybe everybody should just do the opposite of juice.
At this point, yeah. That's about right. You know what I read last night, and I don't think this, I'm not sure this thing really was getting around a lot, but it was Nicole Kidman was talking about her adopted kids, who she never mentions when she wins anything. And apparently she was truly a suppressive person, because her son, Connor and Isabella, both are big shots in the Church of Scientology. And Isabella was wayward for a while, apparently. She is now in the fold, and she's like one of the poster children, poster adults, for Scientology. The son, they said, would never do anything his father didn't agree with, or he has no mind of his own, basically.
Yeah, like a Mustang out of it, didn't he?
He's got a huge boat. He's got
now, yeah.
No, he's got all kinds of money.
Sure.
And it was, I felt really bad for Nicole Kidman, because she just kept kind of being quoted as saying that you just have to keep loving them no matter what, and, you know, hope for the best. And but her daughter got married it wasn't too long ago. I think I remember when that was in the news, and she was not invited. So this whole business about no, it's absolutely true. Even with Tom Cruise. I mean, not like we didn't know that, but it was just rare to see anything, because Nicole Kidman has not really said much about this.
Maybe her NDA ran out.
Yeah, maybe. She doesn't need his money. She's married to Keith Urban, and she's done pretty well for herself. I mean, she's got a great series now. She's been a lot of stuff. I'm sure she's got a ton of money. Yeah.
Do you think she has a better movie career than he does?
Ooh, that's tough. No, he picks great movies.
Yeah, he gets more choices. I think she's done really well, honestly. Yeah. And
lately, she has.
I have to say, when, you know, this whole business of marrying him and being in his movies, I don't know, that just seems so lame to me. It was very Bryn Hartman-esque.
Wait a minute, she had a career before he did.
What did she do before Tom Cruise?
The Pamela Smart story?
That was after Tom Cruise. That was way after Tom Cruise. I don't think she was even with him then.
She booked the NASCAR movie that they met on, right?
Yeah.
Or the West movie. Where did they, they meet on?
The NASCAR movie wasn't.
She's in BMX Bandits. Yeah. No, the first thing that I remember is Far and Away.
That's where they met.
Where they were together. Yeah. Far and Away.
She got that without him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, that's where they met.
He didn't have to select her because he thought she was hot.
She was in Billy Bathgate.
Before Cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, because Days of Thunder was before Far and Away.
So they met on Days of Thunder, then?
Yeah.
Are we sure, though, that he didn't pick her because he thought she was hot? And they said, okay, here's five chicks. They're really vulnerable. They'll probably do anything you want them to
do. Did he have that kind of pull back then?
Did he have that power then?
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't that time.
No.
Oh,
so.
Thunder,
he had been in big stuff by then.
Well, Risky Business.
I'm giving him credit for every bit of her career.
He'll take it, too?
She's Bryn Hartman light.
No, she's not. Light. If she were,
saying,
shot at him and not killed him.
You're saying Nicole killed Tom Cruise?
I don't know. Before Days of Thunder, he did, yeah, I guess, he did Cocktail, Rain Man, Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, he's big, man. Top Gun. Yeah,
I think he selected her. I don't think he would have been in the movie unless he said it was okay.
Is that true? And I don't even care, but I'm going to.
And they knew she was elastic in terms of her thinking?
What in the hell are you talking about?
She could be swayed into Scientology easily.
Were they?
You know what? I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it.
But you know, so she never says anything about it. I mean, people so fear this thing. And you know, so Katie Holmes never says anything.
I know. Could never date anyone openly either.
What a joke. How stupid. And today... today, it came out that... Oh, God, sad. Leah Remini's father died. Oh. And she wasn't even told.
Oh, he was still in Scientology.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wow.
So she found out, I think, a month after he died. Isn't that nice? Wow. Isn't that nice? Isn't that great? Isn't that great church?
Super great church.
So stupid. And by the way, how many churches release press releases that, you know, call their former members failed actors and things like that? This is just the weirdest thing. Leah Remini. Okay, let's see. Let me find this. It's pretty big story today. Leah Remini says, a strange father died weeks ago without her knowledge. Scientology took my dad. On Sunday, the ex revealed on Instagram that while her dad died a month ago, she had no idea due to their estrangement. She blamed the Church of Scientology for the nature of their relationship. On Friday, I got a message from my sister Nicole, who'd been contacted by a stranger, passing on his condolences for the passing of our father, George Anthony Remini.
Oh, how weird.
We had no idea that he died a month ago. We weren't aware that he had been sick leading up to his death. A funeral came and went. None of us knew anything about it. We were not able to say goodbye. He was not able to redeem himself, to ask for forgiveness for his failures and hurts, to become a better man, to those of us who couldn't help but love him. If you read my book, you'll know my father and I had a difficult relationship, but I always forgave him with a daughter's painfully endless love and hope. Regardless of his neglect and abuse, I hoped one day to have some closure. I had hoped for him to acknowledge who he has been and what he had done as to us as his children. That alone would have been healing in its own way. We never got that, yet I can't help but grieve. I'm angry at myself for crying for someone who didn't ever cry for me. I'm angry that I still wanted this man's love. I'm angry that was the last chapter in our relationship was dictated by Scientology. Scientology took my dad in as a pawn against me and likely robbed him of any last ounce of heart that might have been left in him. I'm angry that Scientology found his personal weak spots and got him on board, not with their beliefs, but with their smear campaign against me. Knowing my father, after taking the offer from Scientology to betray me, he wouldn't have thought he could ever come back from that in our relationship. If he thought that, though, he would have been wrong. I would have forgiven him as I always did. The little girl inside of my sisters and me will never forgive Scientology for taking away our last chance to have the one thing we always wanted from our father. Spokesperson for the Church of Scientology says, Leah Remini blames everyone but herself for destroying her relationships. It's beyond hypocritical. She was estranged from her father, who was never a member of the religion for years, and now even exploits his sad passing for tabloid attention. I love that a church.
Wow. Nice
I love
church.
That a Terrible. Church releases a statement like that.
They're awful.
Her mother left the Church of Scientology. Yeah. Her father and her—I don't think her father and mother have been together for a long time, but apparently, he was lured in.
My mother.
After she left, and her mother left, and her mother says, you know, she of course is just burdened with guilt for bringing up kids in the Church of Scientology and for, you know,
subjecting them to all of that.
Exactly.
Right.
But she is out now. Yeah. And apparently the father went in when they went out.
Oh, that's so
I know.
Weird.
It's just.
Wow.
Really sad.
Yeah. Really?
Great church, though. Great church. Really, they do a great job for
Dick
their people.
Dick stance they took there. But it's pretty much
right.
So weird.
Are you part of the cult? Are you in a trance right now?
Elizabeth Warren is leading in Iowa. Patrick Leahy is very hard over this. 22% to Biden's 20%.
Oh, boy.
Bernie at 11%. Now, she's leading in New Hampshire, I think, by a percentage point.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Trump must be salivating over the idea of her.
Oh, God, that's another beauty.
They asked people, I'm not sure where this, how this was asked or how it came up, but they said 36% said they are losing confidence in Joe Biden. 50% of people surveyed said they were...
And the rest of the percentage has already lost confidence
maybe.
In Biden.
50% said they're uncomfortable about Trump. But 46% gave him credit for the economy, which is the highest number he's received for that. I'm surprised that's the highest number he's gotten. But, and then there's this whole whistleblower thing going on now with someone who says Trump was trying to offer a quid pro quo, or he was demanding Ukraine go after Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and that he was holding back $250 million in military. Aid for Ukraine. Yep. And Trump says there was no quid pro quo. All the Democrats are raising hell about it, talking about impeachment. And so far, no Republican has said anything except Mitt Romney, who said that if there's a quid pro quo, he has a big problem with it.
I don't think so.
So again,
I think he made comment on it today. Let's see.
He did.
If this is what I'm thinking.
Joe Biden and his son are corrupt. All right. But the fake news doesn't want to report it because they're Democrats. If that ever happened, if a Republican ever did what Joe Biden did, if a Republican ever said what Joe Biden said, they'd be getting the electric chair by right now. Look at the double standards. You people ought to be ashamed of yourself. And not all. We have some great journalists around, but you got a lot of crooked journalists. You're crooked as hell. OK, thank you very much. I hope you enjoy. Thank you very much.
Okay. You know, thank you very
I was watching CNN today, by the way, and they were talking about this, and they were saying that, and a lot of this is just inference from this whistleblower, and the transcript has not been released. Although he originally said he would release a transcript, and now I think because the Democrats are saying if he doesn't, they're going to do this, that he may not. That's what was being suggested. That almost like the traditional move.
Right. Yeah. I'm never going to do anything you ask me to do, so.
Yeah.
They should just act like they don't care.
No, you're right. And he would have released it. Maybe he would have released it. I don't know. But anyway, the interesting thing out of this conversation on CNN was that they repeated two or three times that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have been cleared of any wrongdoing. So by saying that, and if that's true, because this is all about an investigation into Hunter Biden getting this cake job... in Ukraine, in an area that Joe Biden was in charge of, and also, I guess there was an investigation, then there was an investigation, and I don't really know, but the suggestion by saying that there was no wrongdoing is that this, was it an energy board?
Yeah, something like that.
That they actually went out and said, who would be the best 8 people for this board? Hunter Biden, clearly.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean... It's such an obvious conflict of interest. I mean, it's insanely silly, and he has the worst qualifications. He's a horrible, horrible person. I mean, banging his sister-in-law the second Bo took his last breath. I mean,
and,
all that
and
aside,
the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the rest of it's amazing. But you know, I don't know if Trump gets more negativity from the idea that he actually was trying to pull something with military aid. Or by bringing up the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden story, if he hurts Joe Biden more. It's hard to say. Maybe it hurts both of them.
It just kind of makes you think, like, who's out there who doesn't have something really hideous and sinister in their background?
Liz Warren! Oh, I forgot about the Pocahontas thing.
Okay,
the
so
DNA
that,
test.
By contrast, does not seem that bad.
That didn't go very well.
Pocahontas? Pocahontas? Well, no, she's... Look, she is. She is it offensive? You tell me. Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas. Is that what you said?
By the way, after the DNA test and that whole apology, if you had told me that she would be the leading candidate now, I would have said, no way. There is no way.
Yeah.
Who, Pocahontas?
That was one of those things that, I don't know why, but I thought when she took the DNA test, I thought that Trump was going to have to go, I'm not paying her $1 million, fuck her. But in the end, it was like he won the bet. Because didn't he say give her $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she, and then she was one 640th or 1,320th Native American, which is actually fairly normal. I mean, it's not.
It's sort of like background radiation.
Not really, yeah. It's not really significant.
Yeah.
So.
That and the beer thing. I think those two things are.
The beer thing hurt, yeah. Definitely. I'm not letting her off for the beer thing yet. I think I might forgive her eventually. But she's the leading Democrat now. Joe Biden, could Joe Biden win the election?
I think if he gets the nomination, yeah. I don't think that.
Can he get the nomination, though? Can he get the nomination unscathed enough to win? Because he's taken a beating.
I don't think so.
Sleepy Joe. He's a sleepy guy.
Because Warren or Bernie is going to pick up those other votes.
I don't see how Bernie can win.
Well, they're basically the same, though, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie.
Except she's 10 years younger?
Well, no, but I mean their platforms are basically the same. So if one of them win, one of them drops out, the other one will just pick up.
I think if Biden wins the nomination, Biden will win the presidency. And I think if Elizabeth Warren wins or Bernie wins the nomination, Trump wins the presidency. That's what I personally think.
I think Bernie could actually still beat him.
I
kind of think Bernie might be able to beat him, too. I'm not sure. I just don't, you know, once you start really digging into these programs.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
None of the talking points come out.
None of them are going to get passed.
No. No, they won't. But they still have to talk about them.
I know. It'll be like fixing the damn roads.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren, I think she beats him head on in a poll right now.
Polls mean nothing.
I know.
Well, they mean something.
No, they don't. Hillary won every poll.
She did.
Yeah, she also won the popular vote.
She didn't win the election. She won every poll. She won every Michigan poll.
Election night, watching the commentators on election night was amusing to me because they're like, oh, you know, first of all, I was like, oh, my God, for Trump to win, he would have to do this. I can't imagine that happening. And then as it got closer and closer to happening, you could almost tell they were, like, depressed.
Yes. That's right.
People were crying on TV when he won. I don't think they expect him to win at all.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I mean, there was one. I think there was one or two polls that had him winning, but anyway, I was going to read a couple. Got some great letters to the Fox 2 News Desk. What's the address again to write in support of ML Elric?
Isn't it Fox 2 News Desk
at FoxTV.com? Yes. Hey, Fox 2 News, I'm writing about the cancellation of MLRX podcast, Soul of Detroit, on the Red Shovel Podcast Network. Being a big fan of both Fox 2 News and ML, I always liked and appreciated hearing more of his current and past investigative reporting stories, not to mention the behind-the-scenes things we normally don't get from terrestrial media. As a daily routine, I wake up to Fox 2 News at home and listen to Drew and Mike podcast, both to and from work. Having ML on the network was a great listen during work. I know there may be some conflicts but that we listeners don't and would never know about, but forbidding ML from continuing his podcast doesn't sit really well with many of the podcasters that rely on these to get through our mundane day-to-day 9-to-5 lives. Please find a way to make this work so ML can return to the Red Shovel Network and continue to do the Lord's work. That's from John. You know what, a really good letter? Lori.
I'm sure it looks great in their delete folder.
Hey, Brandon Sparks. Our leading 66 to 34.
Oh, 66, 34?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be higher.
Yeah, well, 17 minutes left in the poll. So.
Well, somehow something got jacked up with our Twitter poll. I don't know exactly.
There's only 17 minutes left? Shouldn't it go for 24 hours?
No, I'm looking at two different ones. Unfortunately, it seems like it got published twice, and it was completely out of Joey's hands. I watched it. We didn't know what was going on. So currently, there's one poll with 211 votes.
Oh.
74% say love them. And the other poll.
Yeah, I only see one.
And the other poll, exactly. The other poll has 304 votes, that's where it's 66% that say love them. So We'll make that an even 70-30 right now.
3 out of 5 with mine.
I thought it'd be like 80-20. And the 20's really loud. Yeah. I'm surprised how many people just hate farts. What they the sound doesn't
just show, I does, turned does, off my microphone.
Do those 20%, I wonder if they ever hear a fart they laugh at.
Maybe they subscribe to the less is more theory with farts.
I mean, if they hear 25 farts, would they laugh at two of them?
25
a specific fart to make them
maybe
laugh?
Over the whole day. Maybe not in 20 minutes.
I think in context of something,
Brandon's
too.
Are really nasty, though, man.
Yeah, but I think depending what the context, if you're in a really serious conversation and somebody, you know, like if Brandon interjects, I think it helps. It lightens the room.
I think Mike Clark's farts were more popular because when they really stunk, there was just no getting around it.
That's another thing. Like, I'm not trying to do anything like butt mic, or I'm not putting my ass right under the microphone or anything like
or
that.
Or prepping or rustling or...
I'm just simply trying to not get a tummy ache. And, you know, like I said, I've already farted 3 times. Nobody heard it because I turned off my microphone. So I guess we'll just move on.
We certainly don't want you to get a tummy ache.
Yeah. Brandon used to take so much glee in it, I feel.
I know people who have gastro issues, and I don't want to be like that.
Really a thing? Like, if you do, I mean, because I've always said that. Like, I don't even wear my. Yes. Is that really a thing where if you hold your fart, you could die?
Yes.
Are you
ask really, women.
Are you in danger of some gastrointestinal issues?
Truly,
I'm around people who do, so I don't know if it rubs off on you or anything like that. So, I just
gotta it's contagious.
I gotta make sure that I get those things out.
I just wonder what your diet is because they're just. They're nasty.
I do have a poor.
They don't
diet.
Smell. They're just nasty, loud.
What do you eat a lot of?
I'll eat a lot of steaks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I eat a ton of steak.
You're still eating lots of steak, huh?
Too much steak. Too much red meat. But I love red meat. I eat a lot of, breakfast cereals.
Fiber one?
I don't. No, surprisingly. Though.
What
it's
kind of breakfast cereals?
Normally, it's Honey Bunches of Oats. That's my favorite. But here and there, it's Lucky Charms and, you know.
But you think you're basically blasting out potential illness out of your ass?
It's true.
Spelling illness from your body?
The longer you keep it in, the more...
The illness is in the air, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
The longer you keep it in, the more it coats the sides of the walls of whatever's inside of you, and you don't want that shit. That's what I'm thinking about.
I didn't know it. Hmm. I did not know that about farts, that they coat.
Are you pro or anti-vax?
I am pro-vax.
Okay, because you seem to know a lot about science and biology.
And no bullshit. It was Halloween about, I don't know, 8 years ago. I was hospitalized for what I thought was appendicitis. That's what the doctors thought.
Was it holding in farts?
It was just
what they said? There are too many farts in your body.
Oh.
They let it out
then? It was a ton of gas. It was the most embarrassing thing. It was Halloween night. I was dressed up like something I can't remember. But I remember Kristen was dressed up like a bumblebee. And here we are at 3 a.m. in the hospital. And
you're being told to fart.
We're dressed up. And I just feel like an idiot because here I am in so much pain, and the doctors are like, yeah, we're pretty confident it's your appendix. And I'm like, oh, no. So I go and do some MRI or something like that.
Oh, my God, no way.
And they go, yeah, you just got a bunch of farts in you, pretty much. I was just loaded up with gas.
MRIs can see farts.
I'm pretty sure
they push on your stomach to make the farts go out.
Yes, they do.
No, they actually
have that.
Every time I see Todd Phillips, I get triggered because I missed when he came in studio. I was out that day because I went to urgent care at 4 a.m. because I hurt it fucking killed. They took an x-ray and they go, see all that stuff right there? And they're circling. Yeah, what is that? Is that like, do I have stomach cancer? Like, that's gas. Like, what? There's that much gas in my abdomen? Like, yeah, just get this stuff over the counter. You'll be fine. And they pushed on my stomach where it was.
Oh, my God.
Took the medicine they told me and like for the next hour. She's like, this is like after a first date. It was so, but Brandon, it's so embarrassing going in there.
It was a little
gas, but it fucking kills, man.
So a lot of your farts are caused by PTSD from the Halloween visit to the emergency room.
Exactly. In fact, here's some audio
of
me
sound like too.
Leaving the emergency room that day. Yeah, and then I felt better.
I didn't hear Kristen laughing in the background. What happened?
She wasn't laughing. We were forced to leave a party. Yeah,
when she found out it was farce, she's like, I'm out of here. She, and just leave. Like she was embarrassed that she was there.
Some people are saying that when you let out a really good fart, Kristen claps because she knows you're expelling illness from your body. Madeline claps. Cheers.
The baby claps. She loves them.
Here's
the baby's entertainment. The baby farts.
Lori sent a note to Fox 2 also, and hopefully some more people do this. Fox News Desk at FoxTV.com, to whom it may concern. I'm a little Fox 2 viewer, have been for many, many years. Your station is my only choice for local news. Well, I trust your integrity and respect your choice in the stories covered and the way they're presented. In addition, it'll be honest, entertaining, and thorough way in which Emma Elric brings local stories to the forefront. I'm counting him to follow up and keep me informed of new information as things unfold, with additional information involving stories previously covered. I was ecstatic when I learned of ML Soul of Detroit and became an immediate fan. His podcast did not replace or decrease my viewing of Fox 2, but rather embellished a good thing. The podcast provided in-depth coverage of stories previously covered on Fox 2. I would hope this is only a brief intermission, that I can soon enjoy hearing the podcast again. Thank you for taking the time to read my concerns. Respectfully, Lori Matashko. Oh.
Thank you, Lori.
Well written.
Yeah, I know all that. I've read probably 8 or 10, and they've all been really good. Oh, how they could delete them all so fast.
What?
I mean, I would think they would be red.
I wonder where that is.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Oh! Well, well, well. Jeffrey Epstein managed to pay women for their silence from jail. We're told at least two women familiar with the infamous multimillionaire pedophile was given envelopes of cash to keep quiet after he was arrested at Teterboro Airport on July 6th. Source told us that the women were approached by a reporter to dish on their involvement with the creep and refused to talk to the journalist. Source said an Epstein crony had also gotten in touch with them in mid-July about a financial arrangement. Each woman was given $10,000 in cash, we hear, which was handed off by the associate to make sure she was comfortable not speaking to any press. Women were in a panic over the FBI coming to speak to them. The money was to alleviate their panic and assure their silence.
Oh, nice.
In July, federal prosecutors also alleged in court papers Epstein had paid $250,000 and $100,000 to two potential witnesses several months before, around the time the Miami Herald ran an expose on him. Ooh. Prosecutors also cited a police report from Palm Beach County, Florida, involving the 2006 investigation into Epstein that stated an associate of the pervy financier tracked down a woman and told her Epstein would pay for her silence, and those who help him will be compensated. Those who hurt him will be dealt with. So that's witness intimidation. That's witness tampering.
Yeah. But he's dead. So.
Was it Jizz Lane who did it? Possibly? Because she was the
probably.
One.
Probably.
Gotta be.
Yeah, she was the
although
one.
Although she disappeared. So.
Well, right, but she called Virginia, what's her name, and intimidated her.
Called her when this whole thing blew up and said, can we count on your silence and we'll make it worthwhile? Right. That's witness tampering. Yeah. Why is she? I still cannot figure out. Yeah. This is not something that just happened. New York got involved with this, 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen enough evidence just watching all the comments from the principals involved in this to think that, well, surely they've got a case. I mean, they've got at least something to charge someone with. I mean, they had new stuff since he was out. So when they say to pay for their silence from jail,
I thought the interest.
That's when he's in jail in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's still paying people while he's in jail.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Someone has access to his cash.
I feel like I think the thing we really, really, really need to know is the nuts and bolts of the immunity for all others in 2005. Who are all the others? And why would anyone else get immunity in his deal? Someone needs to really explain that. Doesn't make any sense. And actually, it seems to be the one thing that just puts a question mark over anyone who's asked. I've never heard of anything like it. But it sure seems like it would explain some things.
Can we try Antonio back?
Yeah, let's try AB back.
We have
that other number too. Yes,
try the other one.
And Andy Dick is in more trouble.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be available.
I don't think he's available
today. There's a warrant out for him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he allegedly grabbed an Uber driver's penis when he was getting out of the car.
Andy! It
was another crotch grab, supposedly.
Maybe he has one of those hands that, you know, like he can't control what it does.
Oh, like that movie where the guy has no... He's a piano player, and his hands get amputated in an accident, and so he gets hand transplants into the murderer's hands, and he strangles people.
Yeah. He can't help it.
That's great.
Or like Dudley, the alien hand syndrome guy we talked to.
Alien hand syndrome.
He got very mad at us.
Yeah. You know.
Dudley was
not his hand. Where does the hand hang up the phone?
Dudley, of all names.
Sammy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got disconnected.
Come on, Amy. Pick up.
I expect him to answer like LT.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Oh, come on.
What can I do for you, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can at least leave a message.
Everything is fine.
Yeah, get the song ready, just in case.
What?
Tell him we've got a song made for him.
No messages.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available.
Yeah.
Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible.
Come on, AB.
Favor de intentar más tarde.
Okay.
Message
one.
What can I do for you, man?
US01LV.
That LT call was so hilarious. LT's just that yelling across the room on a phone speaker at us.
Yeah. What?
Totally ridiculous. Okay, we also may have the number for Bezos' new woman.
Yeah, I'm excited about
this. She's really cool.
This is a very, I mean, I was 100% sure on Antonio. This one's probably 50%.
Okay, so this is
Why
Lauren.
Why are you laughing? You don't think it's going to be 50%?
Lauren Sanchez's number?
What?
Allegedly.
Wait, well, Brian, why are you laughing, Brandon?
Sorry.
Brandon, Mark made a big pitch that he thinks this is truly the number. Are you saying, what's your percentage on this, Brandon?
Come on, man.
Probably 22%.
22? That's not bad. Mark, your percentage?
50.
Sounded like more than 50 when you were talking about it.
Really? You think so? What if we hear that in the background? Because he's
beaten
off.
We'll know.
He's just beaten off. See?
The wireless customer you are
same
calling
phone system
is
AB.
Available.
It makes sense.
Please try
same
again
carrier.
Later. El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde.
Well, that's why he can't answer. That's why he can't.
Seems like it would use AB's carrier, doesn't it?
Did you see? Well, it's Lauren Sanchez. But did you see them hanging out together? And TMZ pointed out that they're both wearing the same outfit.
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
It's really just a white button-down long-sleeve shirt and jeans. But it's cute that they're dressing the same.
God. Whose idea was that? That wasn't her idea.
It was Bees.
There's no way she would want to dress like him.
Wow. I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna fucking shoot.
Wait, you didn't hit the crystal alert. Now she's gonna.
That's just for porn.
Oh, that's true.
I see.
It's been a while since we've heard these full length.
No.
God, I'm gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do the talking.
Why'd you do that? I love that in the middle.
We'll do it.
Wouldn't you love to see them filming that? I don't know how anybody in there kept a straight
face.
It would
be utterly hilarious. Did anybody see Blac Chyna was making news on TMZ?
Oh, great. What?
She went to a restaurant to have dinner with her new boyfriend, who I'm sure is a great guy. And before they were able to order any food, she put her bare feet under, they're in a booth, under the table, and he is sucking her toes on the other side of the booth.
Oh, I know. Gross.
And they took somebody took pictures of it.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, God. He has a foot fetish.
Totally gross.
I think that's like where chicks' feet give you a boner.
That's right.
That's disgusting.
And then,
oh, just the thought.
The hideousness of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
You know what else TMZ had? And why is Kevin Hart, it seems like he's in a new lawsuit every day.
Yeah. This is about the sex tape again?
No. Well, the sex tape, it sounds like somebody's trying to sue somebody, but it sounds like there really isn't much to sue on. And the person that was suing originally said, Kevin Hart has nothing to do with this. We're not going to sue him. But then they are suing him now.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know this tape was being made, if you remember, because he was one busted.
Aren't they saying now that he knew it was being recorded? I don't know.
They might be saying that now.
The whole thing went in one ear out the other.
But he was, it sounded like he was suing too, or he was, you know, I don't know. It just didn't seem like anything he would tape.
No.
He's married.
Why would he?
Yeah, yeah, it didn't make any sense. But now, apparently, they're talking about multiple lawsuits involving this car accident.
Oh, yeah.
Because the customizer didn't put harness seat belts in the car. But why is it their job to put them in the car? If the customer wants, you know, if the customer doesn't ask for them specifically, I mean, they don't even know the car's going to be driven on the road. The car is not legally.
Is that an assumption? I mean,
I don't know. Well, he had the car. He'd already posted it on Instagram. Look at me.
Do vintage cars have to comply with car
law? No, they don't. No, they don't. But they were implying that that doesn't mean you couldn't get damages for negligence.
Oh, for
because the car had just been customized.
Lap belt.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. And then,
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right?
It was also suggested because he had put a larger engine in than the original 1970 Plymouth had, that the driver had no idea how powerful the car was. And so,
driving me, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin's trainer or whatever, which is so stupid.
Well, he lawyered up, too. So who's suing? Is it one of those things where he has to sue him so he can sue?
Something like that. It sounds like they all have attorneys, and it's like some idiot crashed the car.
Yeah.
And it sounds
hold
like
on to your dick.
It sounds like everyone's going to be okay.
Honestly, in reading the description of that car accident, I think it took about as long as this drop did.
Hold on to your dick.
Like they had just gotten into it. Like, nice easing into the car, driver. Car you've never driven before.
Yeah, the driver cannot sue anyone. You are a dope.
He's
driving a brand new car
himself
from a famous person. That's completely redone, this beautiful car, and if you are driving too fast to control the fucking car,
I mean,
unless he had AIDS, maybe that's
part of
the case.
Could have been on heroin.
True.
I wonder if he was trying to impress Kevin.
Probably. They were going out for a cruise.
What did that boomerang?
I know. They were only going out for a cruise to test out the car. It's the
all
only
of a sudden,
reason they were
hold
going
on
out.
Your dick!
Yeah, the guy had to prove what a good friend he was with Kevin Hart by flooring it in his new car. Like, he's as good a friend of Kevin Hart as I am with Gibby. I so trump that friendship, as you witnessed today.
And then you
pre-show phone call.
Seeing him
still
in all these credit card ads, grocery shopping, as though Kevin Hart actually grocery shops.
Trudy, I'm glad you brought that up. That is so weird to see those commercials, because you know he's going to rehab right now. He ain't grocery shopping.
No, plus he doesn't grocery shop. Why would Kevin Hart ever have to grocery shop?
He wouldn't.
I have to admit, when they this story, they always show the Instagram post where it's like, da-da, look at my car. And then you see it upside down, just completely crunched.
Like the caption should be, wait till you see this car in about a month. See this car now? It's going to look totally different.
I know. And I don't know. I just thought posting my 40th birthday present to myself.
He's buying himself a 40th birthday present.
And it's like, hey, look at my 40th birthday present now. Oops.
think birthdays over the age of 21 are weird.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
And presents to yourself and putting them on Instagram. I mean, half the stuff. Oh, whatever.
What a stupid present.
You know what? God, that's a good drop. Along with, oh, my God, no way.
Do you have the other new ones? Do we play them or no?
Oh, we haven't played them, no, but there's...
You just play them because they make me
laugh. How dare you?
You should watch the show, Drew. It's great.
Oh, yeah, you really
Danny
should.
The Righteous Gemstones.
Everybody's going to church, God damn it.
Danny McBride's new one where...
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I want to see it. I
love it. I just have to get somebody from the audience to finger me. I just felt a gush, so I need to go buy some Tamps and go lay down.
Tamps.
If I'm going to get drilled in the ass, I'd love to know the size of the fella's dick first.
I'm going to go ahead and go get married and get the fuck out of Dodge then. I'm going to move to Malibu Beach, shave my pussy, learn to surf.
She's such a great character. She was in Vice Principals with him.
Thank you for keeping your fucking mouth shut.
That's a good one.
Cool mushroom tip.
Brandon pointed out, and you're so right, Brandon. There's a lot of dick in the show.
There is a lot of wiener in there, yeah.
Do they show a lot of wiener or just talk about wiener?
There's one scene, so there's like an extortion plot, and there's a hidden video. And in the hidden video, the guy has no pants on walking up behind McBride. And so he's showing it to the group, you know, to kind of like, how are we going to deal with this? And the whole time, they don't address it, but it's just this dick is like over his shoulder the whole time.
Up next to his
on the screen.
Hovering near his head.
Yeah, like he's standing in front of a giant screen.
That would make sense because it's kind of a plot point. The other
yesterday's was so gratuitous.
Yesterday's, it's just some guy coming out to see what's going on, and he's only wearing a shirt, and so the tip of his wiener is hanging out. And then with Groggins' name?
Walter Goggins.
Baby Billy character, when they introduced him, he's in a bathtub, and he stands up, and it's just the camera just focuses on his wiener for no reason. It's really funny.
It's so funny.
You should get tested, bro.
Bro,
you have had a big fucking head lately. Why don't you come back to reality?
Who do I owe for the prostitutes? Is that the politically correct term, or is it hoes or whores? Hit me up. I'm good for it. Tears.
There's another great.
You can knock us out of here, Brandon.
Oh, this show.
Do you want to address what happened with Andy? Or?
What happened with...
We mentioned it.
Andy Dick?
You mentioned it.
Do we know exactly what's going on?
Allegedly grabbed the crotch of an Uber driver in 2018. There's been a warrant out or something for months and months, and they just haven't caught up to him to serve him?
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know.
That sucks.
I know.
I'm worried about
it. It sounds to me like he just gets on a bender and there's no telling what's going to happen. He doesn't even know. But he does seem to get very impulsive when he's...
Well, yeah, when he's on a roll.
Yeah, when he's on a roll.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know why I was comparing him to Bob Crane the other day. Because Bob Crane, you know, He was showing his, like, porn movies to friends, and people were like, what the fuck? Why is he showing me this? I mean, people just thought he was nuts. He made these really outrageous dick jokes on Dinah or something one day. And his agent was like, Bob, you're getting a reputation as just a madman. He's like, what do you mean? People like porn. Everybody watches porn.
Yeah, he thought it was so normal.
Yeah, he thought he was just totally normal. And it just seems like Andy has never quite hit stop. You know, I don't know. I guess it's different. Andy's more self-aware than Bob Crane, I would say.
Yeah.
But he's just very troubled.
Yes.
This punch in the face didn't seem to help either. And I don't know I'm not really sure what happened there. But anyway, he'll be back. I think he'll be back on the show one of these days. I hope so.
Sure.
Yeah. So have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Dweller H.
I'm the only messed up fuck.